Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's too bad. I mean, we used to enjoy the music on there and the talk and Joyce and all that. I mean, what's going on? What's happening to this country? I can't believe it.
I used to listen to 640 and enjoy it so much. But I got to tell you, your new format sucks. So sorry.
Yeah, I've been on the wall for a couple hours, and I really miss my station. With the songs and everything. Well, I tell you, you really know how to screw people up, don't you? Who the guy that stays up all night and thinks he's up? I tell you, unbelievable. Really, after all these years.
All I can say is I'm very disappointed in your change because I am a senior citizen and enjoyed the music. I do not enjoy man talk. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought that the changeover was abrupt. I think the music for Sunday was great. I think the Martindale and the other music and talk disc jockeys were great, and I think the new format stinks. Thank you very much.
You took away the best radio station that South Florida had. You fill it up with garbage. That cow guy is a moron.
Well, your program change stinks. If you want that vulgarity on the radio, you go ahead and do it. But I'm going to turn you off like a disease. If you want that slop on the air, you go ahead and put it on. But not for me. I'm pulling the plug on 640. Bye.
Shame on you for taking off the only decent music station in the area just because of money. Shame on you. Goodbye.
I'm a longtime listener, and I feel that the new programming is tantamount to Jerry Springer of the radio. I think it's disgraceful. I hope you will lose a lot of money.
Well, I must say that we are most disappointed in your new programming. And then you took off Sinatra at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7. A fantastic entertainer, as we all know. So I must just say that unless things change back again, I guess you've lost us as a customer. Thank you.
You deleted my favorite program on the air, in my car, in my house. Shame on you. I miss it.
Hi, this is Mike. I really miss the oldies that you had at night on WJNA. And I miss the lunch bunch. And every morning at 10 o'clock, I still think of 10 o'clock as being the lunch bunch. I miss that show very much. I enjoy Dawn and Mike, but that's about it. The other shows, in my opinion, aren't that good. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Well, I'd like to say that the new Man Talk station has insulted me on every single level. You insult women, you insult what people of 50 years and older, and everything is for the big dollar. So, good luck, and it's my loss, not yours, I'm sure. I think some of the things you have on there are very distasteful. Bye.
Well, maybe you've attracted a new sort of person, but you've also deleted other people. And I would never, ever patronize the people that you are touting right now. And who wants to hear these men with their dirty jokes?
Well, what have you done? Is it your intention that anybody over 60 just die and go away? Heard one guy say, tune in, seniors, but don't have a heart attack.
That's right.
I guess radio is over for us. Thank God for CDs and tapes. There were enough of us to keep your station going. I wish you hadn't dismissed us. We'll miss Joyce and Peter and the rest, but we shall overcome. Nobody wants to be where they're not wanted. We wish you success, and if you think young people will tune into an AM station, then I think you deserve the failure you will have.
John and Mike, but I want to thank all of you, and I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're on the radio. You have wit. And I don't know how you do it. You really...
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Say, I see you got some pretty good talent there for your show.
You think they're talented?
Well, no. I mean, most of them are pretty lame, right?
Hi, this is Donnie and Rebecca from Madison, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Don and Mike Show, Gold Pack.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come on, make me mad.
Make me mad or I'm gonna be really mad.
It's time for Don Geronimo. Live on the air, he can get psycho. He's not a man to cross or storm. If you do, he might just say, the master mimic, Mike Goldman, brought
drinking so much that it would scare ya.
Saying things that are smart and bold. Asking questions like,
you have a hot dog that's how old?
Buzz Burbank with the news, well, let's do.
Grass, mescaline, cocaine, uppers, downers.
And ladies, buzz is smooth. Wonder to himself,
where can I find a photograph of you?
Rock Speed Black is a good little monkey.
Also known to be an eBay junkie.
Beginning of the show, he always does grinses.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't listen.
And what could be said about Joe Unger? Known to be the oldest full screener. Down's always getting stupid questions from him. Stupid questions like,
are we done with porno names then?
And that leaves us John. Probably gets more than Joe and Rob.
Thinks one day he's gonna be long.
But obviously, that's wrong.
So sit back, relax, and just let it go. You're listening to The Dynamite Show. The Dynamite Show.
Almost starting to learn
the Dynamite Show.
The words of that one.
Yeah, we're memorizing it because it's our favorite. We love playing it.
And thank you again to Donnie Sellers.
The Dynamite Show.
He's the guy that made that happen. How are your BM eaters doing today?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Help yourself.
Hello.
Get a good one.
Hello.
Hope you brought enough for everybody.
Who he is?
Woo, look out. Look out.
Out of where I belong.
So you ever been with an old guy before?
Where the days are short and the nights are long.
And we'll have to get some lubricant, too.
Where they want. And I
will undress you. You will undress me, okay?
Stop that, please.
You are the rudest, most disrespectful a-hole I have ever met.
Right back at you.
No, he's not retarded.
How you had you on me again, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Cut the jibber jabber.
I can't control my horny level.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
George Bush doesn't care about black people. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Suck on that, losers.
Did you bring condoms with you tonight?
You can suck this.
Where's Big Ass?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
I think it's Big E. Now you're playing music I can enjoy. This is a golden oldie.
Ah, they don't like this.
What year was this recorded?
This is modern music, mind you, like 1962.
62.
I
was already old. 62.
The warm California sun, Don and Mike Show, everybody. And
You can tell by the smell we're here. And it's a new episode on this Thursday.
Thursday.
And it is November 9th, 2006. We got one phone number, 24 lines, two countries. And if you believe all that stuff about the internet, an entire world.
The world.
Out there listening. 877-365-3636.
Whoa.
That is our toll-free number. We're on your computer. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, if you're not by your radio. You can send us to the voluminous fan mail there, donandmikewebsite.com. And we're on iTunes, and you can get a brand-new download every day there. You can also get a download on free FM sites around the country, free FM stations we're on. And if you don't have an iPod, we do have on our website, on Donandmike website, a little segment that you can, if you can't download it, at least you can listen to it on your computer every day.
And I have it on good authority. This show can also be heard in space. Yeah, you betcha.
Satellites, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere, satellites are bringing our show from here to there and back again.
I've also heard the radio waves can actually be heard, that right now, someone really from another life form might actually be able to hear the show if they have sophisticated equipment.
That's called the direction of the WJFA antenna.
That's it.
Right into
the where does it go? It goes out to space. I believe that.
Well, I hope the rating service asks people in space what they're listening to.
I watched the movie White Noise.
I like
so you're aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I used to like that movie.
Isn't that the turning point of Michael Keaton for you? I thought that.
No.
I thought it sucked.
It sucked because it's about his wife dying.
Yeah.
And his wife coming back. And
him, like, crying through the whole movie.
Yeah,
and all
it's, right. it's, that's why I don't like
not
it.
Enough of...
Here's the best kind of
movie. White noise. Best kind of noise, best kind of power, as far as you're concerned.
That's good noise. No, I don't... I find I don't like movies about spouses dying.
I would imagine not, yes.
I don't. Well, gosh, there's no segue.
No.
My wife passed away a year and a half ago. I don't say that to be a martyr, just to mention now so that I can say that my girlfriend almost had the chance to speak with Mike last night. I mean, there's no easy transition.
No.
Because I was going to talk about how I don't watch White Noise and how Janet and I actually watched that Albert Brooks movie I like so bad.
Oh, which one?
Defending Your Life.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned this on the air, and then as soon as I put it on, I realized, oh, bad choice.
Yeah.
You know, it's about going to heaven. She's a very cool girlfriend. When she comes over, like last night, and we have dinner and then we watch TV, she actually likes PTI.
Okay.
She's not making it up.
Okay.
So we get to watch PTI on TiVo.
I commented that you sounded very content when I spoke with you last night.
Yeah, no, I'm very happy with her. And she with me, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, we were sitting there and got done with PTI, just flipping around, and I saw this breaking news.
Breaking news!
Breaking news! Mike's guy won the thing in Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay, race that had been hanging by a chad.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Associated Press counted all the votes, and they declared your guy the winner.
I don't think I ever went to a... I went to election nights, and I went to that kind of stuff. I don't think I ever went to a fundraiser. This would be the first one that I ever went to, and actually put a little interest into this election. And I was very glad to see what happened. And even though somebody stole one of my yard signs, I'm very very happy with the outcome.
Now I should just give you a little background on this. As you know by now, with the many stupid things I say, I don't really follow politics. I don't really believe in the entire process. They're all out to win American Idol. That's all they're really out to do.
Right.
Now, as it turns out, Mike is very into politics.
I am.
So I wanted to call Mike to say, in case he hadn't been watching, hey, they've announced this because they came on like this breaking freaking news.
Right.
Meanwhile, my girlfriend works on Capitol Hill.
Uh-huh.
Without getting into great detail about her job, and she is... she is a Republican.
Aren't you ready to make that announcement yet that it is Nancy Pelosi?
I wish. My girlfriend is the Republican of all Republicans. So we really do not discuss politics.
That's
does
right.
she get heated when she discusses a passionate?
Yeah,
she's like you. She could. And,
right.
And she was watching. I turned on CNN and it said, you know, and it said, oh, I got to call Mike. And she said, oh, crap. And I said, well, what do you care if I call Mike? And she said, and I realized it wasn't you, it was the thing she said. oh, Mike, I lost. And I said, oh, you know, cool your jets about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I want to call Mike because it's like a sporting event. I don't know if Mike knows.
Right.
It was about...
It is like sports. That's what I said. It's very much like sports.
About a minute till 10, I call Mike up, and he answers the phone. And talk about speaking content.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Were you half asleep, or were you spooning, or...
I was lying in bed with Carla. We were watching. Watching something on TiVo. It was right after the. I told you it was right after the Biggest Loser.
Because whatever it was, you answered the phone like, "Hello." You're really good.
Hello.
Really good. And I said,
"It's a particularly yummy dinner she made for me after we were talking about it."
And I said to Mike, "Hey, I don't know if you know this. Sorry to bother you, but they're they have this breaking news that your guy won." And Mike in his very spooning James Brolin and Barbara Streisand.
I didn't know I sounded that. I guess we both sounded content last night.
He said, "Yeah, I know. I'm very aware of it." And we're,
wow. I'd actually gotten it off the internet a little while earlier. When I was checking my email.
At this point, it's on TV, and they've got this guy Jim Webb. His face is on TV, and Janet starts just some. And I turn it to her and I say, no, please no politics, please. And then Mike says, maybe I'd like to talk to Janet about politics. Maybe I could sway her over.
I always enjoy a spirited debate.
Sure. And
it's always fun.
I said, no, not tonight. And then she said, loud enough for Mike to hear, when Jim Webb came on, she said, oh, my God. And I'm like, what? He looks just like that guy from The Office.
Which guy?
The nerdy guy, the British guy.
The nerd guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
that's how she's perceiving him, I guess. That was it.
Her perception.
He is a very stern man. He's a very, the senator-elect from Virginia is a very serious guy. They actually, that was a lot of people were knocking him for that because they said, you know, he was a little too serious and not a really gregarious guy. I think he would have gotten more votes if he carried a football around with him. I'm sorry. Does that count as gloating a little bit?
A little bit.
That was just a little gloating that came through there.
So, you know,
sorry.
I figure, hey, I'm calling my buddy Mike to say, in case he doesn't know,
right.
Hey, your guy won the thing.
I guess AP officially called it, right?
Right.
Which is fairly significant, even though I don't know, there hasn't been a concession yet.
There might be.
There has. He already conceded.
He just has. George Allen has conceded that.
Well, he's a stand-up guy for doing that.
He's a very conceited man.
He's conceited.
He's a very
conceited
man. Isn't
that funny? Senator Allen has conceded.
I'm the greatest! I lost! I'm the greatest!
Wow.
I'm George Allen. I'll prove this message. Wow.
That's it. Well, then it just finally hit
me. I'm George Allen. Janet's mad. Mike's happy.
Does she really get into it? Is she really into it?
She gets into it.
Really?
Like you.
Yeah.
If you've had a couple of drinks.
Oh, okay.
She can go to that level.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't need beverages to get her going.
So she's the kind of person that, like, if it was at the, you know, at the right social circumstance, she'd be talking with one other person for 2.5 hours, like, nose to nose in a corner.
Yeah.
And, passionately.
And she works on Capitol Hill, so she's very involved in this. And you know, I really don't take a side, although I'm happy that, of the events that happened yesterday, I guess I'm as happy as I can be for like being the atheist that I am about voting and stuff. But she was.
I feel happy and at the same time, okay. You know, it's our turn now. Yeah, you know, right. now let's see what we can do. I mean, it's definitely on offense. It's kind of fun being the underdog. It's kind of fun fighting the uphill battle. It really is. Then when you get it, I'm just a voter. But I can imagine that the people that are in power, there are a lot of people waking up this morning going, okay, what do we do now?
Now what do we do?
What the hell do we do now? So we'll see what happens.
So what were you doing last night?
Watched. Carla had me watch The Biggest Loser.
No, but what were you doing, though?
What was I doing?
I mean, you mentioned.
I wasn't in the middle of any kind of act. It's funny you mention that, though, because I do believe that perhaps Carla and I brought a little election night. Good luck. You know, in the middle, in the absolute middle of all of it.
Oh, night before last.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
That gets you horny.
Tuesday night.
An election gets you horny.
Well, not really, but she thought, she kind of brought it up as a suggestion, a good luck suggestion, and, you know, who am I to take any mojo away from
from the campaign.
It might be good luck if we F tonight.
it turned out to be. It was already kind of going our way anyway, so it was very, very interesting. But last night, what did you perceive? There was something going on. I was in a reclining position.
Here's the thing, and I mentioned this to Janet after I hung up with you. I said, either he's really, really drunk, and I don't think so.
Right.
Or he just absolutely, like 5 seconds before I called, just crawled off Carla.
No.
Because you had to.
Both are incorrect.
I knew that you weren't. I knew that you're not back on the off the wagon again already.
Well, if you'd called me election night, you would have been accurate. I had a couple of glasses of wine on election
but
night.
But see, it wasn't like you're boozy.
No, there was an alcohol, one of those rare evenings that alcohol had not touched my lips last night. So it was, I guess really I'd had a good dinner and I was kind of content and I had gotten the news and I was very pleased to hear that you were calling me to give me the news too, you know, and you just, you know, it's kind of fun. I really, it's just like the World Series, really. It's like you get calls from people. I don't have anything to do with it, but I really love getting those phone calls because I like people that know me well enough to know that I care about it and that it makes me happy. That makes me happy. So you might have gotten me a little, you know, believe it or not, you might have gotten me a little gooey last night. That might have been, I was very, very pleased to hear that. That's why I was kind of laid back and I go, hey, let me talk to her. You know?
That's exactly
let me
true.
Talk to her. What's she upset about? Come on now. That was like the Red Sox win the World Series move.
Okay.
I was just kind of, you know,
okay.
Because really with all the stuff going on, it was really not determined until I think in all of our minds until they made that announcement on AP all day long. They've been talking recount, and I didn't want to deal with that.
And I've been bitching yesterday about the fact that it shouldn't go on for a month and lawyers and everything. So
fortunately, there was a history there that said, you know, you got a few hundred votes that it would change things even if they did a recount. So I don't know. I was very happy. I was very pleased. And now it's like the after effect because now it's just
also very sick of it now. Now I
might be a little sick of it.
Now I'm ready just to focus on
I'm ready to focus on Thanksgiving
on Brittany and Fred X
and K-Fed X.
K-Fed, excuse me. Fred X was Freddie Mitchell for the Eagles because what was it? He was always open, or it was 7-Eleven because he was always open, or it was Fred X because he delivers on time. And
I'm trying, you know, when you mentioned that, I'm trying to think of the defensive back for the New York Giants that Bill Parcells called Toast. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah, I forgot what the guy's name was. Like number 20 something though. Yeah, he was in the defensive backfield.
It wasn't. No, it's not old enough to be Beasley Reese. That's a million years ago. But it was a more modern giant.
Toast,
because he got burned all the time. I love that.
Absolutely.
No, but I was very, very. Last night was the first time that I really got a little giddy with it. I mean, the election night. And
you sound like you're getting giddy with it.
It was no, absolutely not. Carla was very content, had a very good day. We were both rested after the day after the election, so it was a good thing. It was a very, very good thing.
And the other thing that Janet and I discussed last night that I've not mentioned with anybody, not that this is an amazing revelation of any stretch of the imagination, but I do think that all signs point towards tattoo number 3
for you
in my future. Yes, I believe so.
Oh, now I begin the guessing game in my own
mind. Rob, that is why I have secured a lodging in Atlantic City for weekend next, for I have been told that there is the finest tattoo parlor
really
in all of the world in Atlantic City, New Jersey. No, I'm not kidding about that. In the bad part of Atlantic City.
Right down, like where all the liquor stores are.
Well, yeah, I mean every part of Atlantic City, except for the little nice part that I go to, is the bad part.
So you'll be rolling up there on the tea giving holiday.
Weekend. I'm talking about next weekend.
Oh, next weekend.
Next weekend. Oh,
very good.
And when you go, make sure you spell Spiewak right.
So you're going to get another one. Is it lettering or a symbol?
Oh, please. I'm retarded. You could guess it in a second. Here's what I have now. I have Batman.
Yeah, well, that's your ultimate superhero.
And, of course, I have Frida's initials and our wedding date and the 25 for our 25 years.
I'd like to make a guess.
Well, I'm not that tough to figure out.
Well, no, you're not. But, I mean, it's still, I mean, it could be a bunch of stuff. Is it going to be something to do with your son?
Oh, no. Rob.
G for Packers?
Yes. Of course.
You're going to get the Packer G on your other shoulder?
See, that's the debate I have to have now. where do I want the G? Here's the thing.
Right here.
On my forehead.
So you like the art form. You really dig the art form.
Yeah, I do.
Could you someday have a sleeve?
No, I could not, but I could see eventually maybe four or five little ones, you
really?
Know, on my body.
Is the Packard G, are you thinking about getting it the same size as the Batman Fatou?
Yeah, about 3 inches.
Now you're going to get that one in color, right? Because you can't get just the black symbol, because it could be any G, you know? Be
yeah,
like Georgia Bulldog.
No, it'll be green. It'll be good. No yellow. It'll just be just green. No, would you just shut up? You know, just let me do this. Just let me do this, please.
When did you get your motivation?
Oh, I've had it for a while. It's just that I finally had my bluff called by my girlfriend who knows some people in Atlantic City, and I've seen some of the tattoos that this place does.
Oh. Right?
And they're pretty incredible. I mean, I don't want like a big Dungeons and Dragons, U.S. Marines, Skeletor on my arm, but seems that the guy could do a real decent G that looks just like the G on the Packers helmet.
Sure.
Now, here's the question. How much of a retard would I look like? Well, first off, get this fabulous mental picture in your mind, and in case you've not been to our website, I think that picture of me without my shirt is still up there.
Wow.
Imagine me at the beach, or even in your worst nightmare, just walking around the house shirtless.
Or totally naked.
And on the right shoulder, you've got the Batman logo.
Uh-huh.
Or it's just a bat.
The bat.
Now, how retarded do I look if I've got a big Green Bay G on the other shoulder? It's like I've got junk on both shoulders.
Well, it's balanced. I'd go with the other side, but the forearm.
See, I don't... The forearm?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll be okay because you'll never see both of them at the same time.
No, I'm thinking, as much as I love the Packers, I'm thinking like maybe like ankle. That's
yeah,
what I'm thinking.
Football tattoo on the ankle is cool.
That's
a buddy of mine, you know my buddy that went to Ohio State, and I think he played in the, I'm not sure what it was, with the 87 Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And he's got an ankle tattoo, the 87 Rose Bowl. Here's what's good about that tattoo. Yes, you have a tattoo where like if you're wearing shorts or something, people can see it. But you got to really like notice it. You got to really pay attention. Would it be the inner or the outer ankle?
Here's the thing. Well, the inner ankle, or I guess the outer ankle. But
mm-hmm.
You wouldn't see it if I had like today I have this queer shorty socks.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you wouldn't see it.
You couldn't see it because again, it's the balance that I wouldn't want Frida, which means a lot to me. That tattoo on my and I've got that on my right calf
right.
On my calf. I wouldn't want to be laying on the beach and someone walk by and go, oh. FWSXXV, well, what's that? And look, on his other leg, the dick's got a Green Bay Packers logo.
Well, the whole thing about tattoos is something means so much to you as to, emblazon it permanently on your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it doesn't matter what people say.
Well, I know, but it's more what I think what people will say and
right.
not so much really what people
I like.
It's what I think.
I like ankle a lot.
It's what I think. That,
you don't have a tattooed ankle yet, right?
Do not.
Painful, though, I hear.
Those are more painful. Any area that's bony, like an ankle, is more painful to tattoo than
bony.
Fleshier area.
Now, you only have one, right?
Yeah, only one.
You have your barbed wire or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's a Celtic armband.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, I've got until
Max. Why are you looking at me like that? Rob.
What?
Sometimes Rob looks at me. Maybe I interpreted that. I just, Buzz mentioned his Celtic armband, and I just look.
Because it's barbed wire. Is it really?
No, it isn't barbed wire. It's a Celtic design. It's an armband.
It's a design.
Right.
The design.
It looks very much like what you see all the athletes, though, have. Football players
right.
Got it on their arms all the time. It does look like barbed wire.
You don't have one, do you, Rob?
Spike.
And every time I hear it, especially now when you're talking about the G for the Packers,
yeah.
There's only one I'd get.
And, I know, you could just shove the Boston B.
Yeah, get the Boston B would be real subtle, but I was thinking of the regular logo, that Red Sox logo that you see. Yeah, we've got the baseball thing.
Oh, the two socks?
I've seen those on a guy. I saw that on a guy's shoulder, the whole thing, and I don't think I'm going to do that.
That would look good by our genitals.
No, what I was thinking about doing is getting it right at my belt line, right over where the girls have the little target tattoos.
Yeah.
Right at the base of my back.
Right by your ass.
And then really all the shirts that I wear would just come down below my breasts, and so everyone could see it. It would be a lot of fun.
Well,
I love tattoos. You know what? I really do. I love them. I love them on women. I don't think I'd like them on my girlfriend or on my daughter. But they're just. I saw this woman who was, the sleeves, both sides, and really, as much as it's a shocker to see them, It was amazing artwork. It really was.
Yeah.
It really can be.
I will let you know. It's next weekend, and you know, I'm open for suggestions, but I want to keep my arms and my hands pretty much clean. And,
right. What kind of G do you, I mean, is it just a standard green ink, or would you want to have it in any way
I want it to look
highlighted?
Like, no, like the helmet.
Does the helmet have any...
No, it's a white G
in
the middle of a green...
Oh, so it'll have two colors.
Football oval, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll look cool.
Yeah. What?
Pay the extra $10 and get the clean needle. It's worth it.
Thank you. Ankle painful, though. I heard
Hello.
That. It's a little more bad.
Not a Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, the best part about getting a tattoo on your ankle is that your boyfriend will really be able to admire it when he's doing you, because that is a gay place to get a tattoo.
Can I tell you something?
Hey, tell that to my buddy who played in the 87 Rose Bowl, my friend.
Friend, I've seen lots
That's
of...
That's fine, but
I gotta say,
you can get it on your toe, or maybe have a picture of a Green Bay helmet done on your helmet.
I have...
Very gay.
I have to say, Mike, I've heard this from other people.
That ankle tattoos are gay?
Well, really? That ankle
well, most
tattoos,
women have them, right?
That ankle tattoos are for... Chicks. I mean,
where would be, if you're making this, where would you decide to put it, sir?
Your other shoulder would be great, but I mean, just don't do it on the ankle.
No,
don't do it.
The other shoulder, it's like, look at the circus freak. You know,
look, why not on your other bicep?
My other bicep?
Or the opposite bicep. Right. Why not just put it right there?
No, because.
That's the standard place.
Because then I really am announcing to the world.
I'm a tattoo wearer.
You have multiple tattoos.
No, not that it's multiple tattoos. It's what the tattoos are.
Ah.
It's on one shoulder, Batman. On the other shoulder, Green Bay. No, I mean, those are the things that are important to me. But I don't know
if I'd like to get a butterfly right in the middle of my chest.
I don't know if I want to be...
Like Papillon.
Out there displaying both of them at the same time.
So it's either got to be the ankle or the shoulder, then. You don't have much...
Or...
Someone... we have an expert that's coming in right now.
And listen, I am... I'm not ruling out the ass.
A Green Bay tat
for Green Bay?
That's bad karma.
Yeah,
that is completely bad karma. They'll never win another playoff game.
Totally. Well, they may not win one anyway.
But, I mean, really, I think you're hexing them.
Joe. Yes, howdy, Joe.
If it's going to be an NFL logo, you should shave your head and have it put on the side of your head, and then one on the other.
Magic.
Okay, thank you, Joe. It's coming in, Joe.
You like wearing a helmet.
You like the real helmet.
That was worth the walk, wasn't
it? I guarantee you there are people around this nation that have done that. Shaved head with the actual helmet logos.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, buddy. How you guys doing?
Hi there.
Hey, I think you should, you said you're going to get it on your ankle, right?
Well, I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Look, you mean cankle?
What's that?
Don't you mean cankle?
Cankle, whoa.
Is that a fat joke?
Yeah, because I...
Cankle, you know, because going together...
Because I got real fat legs like Hillary Clinton. Go to our website. Take a look at my legs.
I have.
You don't think Don's legs are dreamy?
I tell you what, those legs could kick your ass 1,000 ways from Sunday out of the state.
I bet.
Where do you have your... Do you have your tattoo on your eye?
Where do you have yours? On your vagina?
No, my mangina.
Your mangina?
Yeah.
Please to describe your mangina. Go.
It's flowery.
Flowery. So he's going to give us the one-word answers now because he's a pure ass. Yeah, he is dumb also. See if you can handle an entire paragraph.
You know what I did with your mom? And maybe this would work for you. Now, what I had to do was almost like on an ambulance. What I did was, on her forehead, I had to write in backwards lettering, W-H-O-R-E, so when she would look at herself in the mirror, she would realize who she was.
Right. And right next to it were the instructions that said, well, it's a word we can't say on the radio, but it starts with C. And it said, see here. Okay? Last letter, M. Kind of like the target. Your mom didn't mind it, though.
I'm sure you've seen it at a baseball stadium. You know, hit it here.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they got the big thing in the outfield. Right. Hit it here.
It wasn't to the right side. It was, you had the backwards whore, and then right above, right at the hairline.
So
turn up the radio and listen to yourself now.
So in essence, what you would be doing is taking out a paintball gun and trying to shoot your mom right in the eyes.
And actually on her eyelids, also, if she closes her eyes, it says or here, right in the eye.
And then we tattooed on her tongue, this is the best place.
No, actually, it wasn't that. We tattooed shave here.
On her tongue.
On her tongue.
On her tongue.
Oh, you're no fun.
Oh, he hung up.
You're no fun at all.
Oh, I gave up now. The guy wants
That's
to call.
That's no fun. It's a little give and take.
Come on now. You want to say I have cankles? We want to talk about your mama.
Cankles.
Please.
Incidentally, speaking of cankles, congratulations to Hillary Clinton on her overwhelming victory for the United States. I think it was like 70%.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's a cankle victory.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes?
You should get a KISS tattoo on your shoulder. You know, a Gene Simmons face or the KISS logo. It's Green Bay.
Why don't I just get the word retard written on my shoulder?
You should Green Bay on your taint. That's what you should get.
Now, you're just anti-Green Bay?
Well, yeah.
Why?
Because I live near San Francisco, so I'm a Niner fan.
Hey, good luck on that team leaving.
Hey, yeah, yeah. So I understand they're going to where? They're going to Santa Clara? Is that where the 49ers are going?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, my mom is from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Thank you for that.
Guadalajara. You get a chime time. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Don.
Kind of after that last caller, here in Sacramento, you got to either be a Raiders fan or a Niners fan. Well, before the game, the Raiders and the Niners this season, I was committed to the Niners, so I got a big old SF tattoo on my back. And, pretty proud because my team won, beat the Raiders, but now they're moving. So what am I going to do with the SF?
Yeah, now, when we're talking about the San Francisco 49ers moving, we're not they like all teams. They want to whore the city to get them to pay for a brand new stadium.
Now, the baseball team got a brand new stadium, right?
Exactly.
One of the nicest stadiums in the
National. Yeah, the Giants got that thing that's got that big, gigantic...
the water.
Oh, and it's got that big glove out in left field. Got like a big Coca-Cola bottle out there.
Isn't that where the guys on kayaks like get the baseballs?
Yeah.
Very, very cool stadium.
Home runs. And then like the Kings, now they're saying, yeah, we're probably going to go to Anaheim. Because unless they get a new stadium.
So where will the 49ers go? I mean, they'll still be in Northern California, correct?
They said somewhere in California. They said they're committed to California.
If you could just make all of these new stadiums domed stadiums where you could teach school, you kill two birds with one stone.
Hey, listen, don't sweat it, my friend. You know, although I said this about Cleveland, I can't imagine the 49ers ever really leaving the Bay Area.
Yeah, but it'll happen in a minute. I mean, that's what the owners do.
It's all about the dollar.
You're right. How could they do that? Well, of course they could do that. I mean, I'm used now. I'm used. I'm U-S-E-D. I'm not used. I'm used. Thank you. I'm accustomed now to the Tennessee Titans being a team. I'm accustomed to the Colts being the Indianapolis Colts.
Absolutely. It's just a matter of time.
I'm accustomed to Jacksonville having a team. I'm even accustomed to the Houston Texans. I'm accustomed to all of the new teams.
And the Niners will probably be the Niners wherever they go.
Yeah, although maybe not if they move them. What if they move them to Los Angeles? Okay. Then it makes no sense.
That would be horrible.
And then they do like when do you remember when the Oilers moved from Houston to Nashville?
Right.
For a year they were the Tennessee Oilers,
which didn't work too well.
That's like the Utah Jazz because that team used to play in New Orleans. They moved it to Salt Lake City and they just kept the stupid name.
Utah Jazz.
Makes no sense.
Jazz in Utah.
Right. You don't move the most important teams. You just don't move them, although it's going to happen.
Weren't the Baltimore Colts, didn't they kind of start this a long time ago?
Yeah, they were.
I mean, the Colts really started. I mean, the Baltimore was just associated with the Orioles and the Colts.
Right.
In the dead of night, Mr. Irsay.
I know, and they do it, and it'll happen, and everybody will adjust. And, you know, 10 years from now, if they move to Los Angeles or wherever, you know, or somewhere else in Northern California, we'll adjust to it. But it's one of those things that if you're a sports fan, you go, God damn, isn't there enough money for everybody in sports?
Yep.
They chip us on the tickets. They chip us on pay-per-view. They chip us on buying all the crap that we buy because we're lemmings. All we ask is if you got a team that's been in town for 50 goddamn years with tradition and history and people that love the team, build the goddamn stadium yourself.
It's all coming down to money based on the owners and also the city. I mean, it comes down to whether it's an economic engine for the city or not, and I would think that it would be, but that's what it's coming down to.
See you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Olympics. That's another big J.O. That's another hand you-know-what across America. The Olympics. Let's build everything for the Olympics. That's great. So for 2 weeks, it's happening. And then you're stuck with big, gigantic, enormous buildings that no one goes to. The Olympics are worthless, too.
So the way I understand it, what, it was a vote for whether or not to build the stadium, and it got voted down?
God,
like in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So voters in two of these cities have both, voted it down.
What's the stadium they're playing at?
It used to be Candlestick Park. Now it's called Monster Park.
Is Candlestick where they, did they change the name from Candlestick to Monster
Park?
Money.
And as a matter of fact...
I mean, talk about where they need a new stadium.
Well, the Beatles played at Candlestick Park, to put it into perspective.
Do you remember when you and I went out to a Redskins 49ers playoff game so long ago? It's when the Redskins were good and the 49ers were good.
Yep.
And it was rainy that day.
Yeah.
And
how long did it take us to get out of that stadium?
And because it was, like everything in San Francisco, tiny one winding road, going up a Swiss Alp.
Really, the worst
stadium
I've ever seen. And apparently,
FedEx.
It was worse than FedEx.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. But like everything with football, with these guys, when is enough enough? When your team that you bought 5 years ago for $500 million is now worth $800 million.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sell sneakers and when you sell junk and crap that people buy, and you are just wiping yourself with $50 bills,
mm-hmm.
Lay out $200 million for a stadium. You know what? Otherwise, you're buying it for boats and whores and divorces.
Yeah.
And F you! F you, yes. Stupid effers.
It's the way it's always been, though. It'll never change. It'll never change.
Boo.
Because those guys that own those teams got to where they are by, one particular tenant. That, it's the dollar. It's the dollar all the time.
Sucks.
It seems a shame they're not going to have the luxury suites.
Luxury suites.
And that's really what it boils down to. It's such an old stadium that there's no room for luxury suites.
Those are highly overrated, too. I slum at most Redskins games that I go to. I watch at least the first half from my seats.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always, at halftime, always end up slumming in someone else's suite.
Right.
Because I want booze and I want to be able to smoke a cigar while I'm watching the game. And without fail, I always have a good time, but I always leave saying, what a ripoff.
Oh, yeah, they paid this for this?
Well, for instance, we were at the game last weekend, halftime, of course, and most of the people in my section even know this now. It's like halftime, I go, well, see you later.
See ya.
I'll wave at you from up there. So I find someone to sponge off, somebody that I know, and I go into a suite, and we sit down, and we have a drink, and they brought over, I think it was a very small bowl of what appeared to be Chex Mix and some generic made-in-Korea pretzel slash cheese nip, no pun intended.
Right, some generic
product,
brand.
Yeah.
Not name brand, not like Cheese Bits, Cheese Whiz,
some
or whatever.
Some trail mix crap that really...
Cheez-Its. They weren't real Cheez-Its.
They were not. And it looked like it came from a trail. It really did. It was awful. And I brought it in and set it down, and I saw the guy sign.
How much?
$28.
Sure.
Now,
for a bowl?
$28 for a bowl that is not even as big as the bowl that you eat your cereal out of
in
the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
yeah, it's amazing. It's truly... And this is after they pay for the rights to have the suite all season, right?
Yeah, right.
It, you know why? It's corporate dollars. That's it. It's all big corporations and law firms and those kind of guys that do
well,
it.
Thank goodness CBS isn't like that, the company we work for.
Yeah, right.
It's not corporate at all. It's,
well, you remember those wonder years that we had the Redskins? There were, that's right, no perks. There were no perks for being the flagship of the Redskins. Zero. Zed.
Hello there.
Want to come to the tent before the game?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, you know what Stevian had?
Do we wake you up?
Yeah, well, I'm on the bike. I hurt my back.
Oh, on the bike.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I promise I'll come right back to you. When Jan and I were just slipping around last night.
I'll call the DEA, though.
Hold on a second. I got to tell you, you really have to watch that show with Brian Gumbel, Real Sports.
Oh, really? I love that show.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a thing that we watched last night. Do you remember a football player named Jason Peter? He was a defensive lineman.
Yeah, and he went on just steroids and drugs. And
Yeah. I mean, he went on to, when he left the NFL...
Who did he play for?
He played for Carolina.
Okay.
And he was like a big guy at Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
The story goes that when... And he's telling it that when, after he left football, he got involved in heroin and crack. But when he was in football, he was taking 80 Vicodins a day.
Oh, my God.
And was not feeling anything.
That seems like a lot.
Said he tried to kill himself.
Wow.
That he took 80 Vicodins, 20 what's the sleep that starts with A? The
Ambien.
He took 20 Ambien.
Wow.
Jesus. 80 Vicodin.
Was it just the pure addiction, or was it because he was in that much pain?
No, it was addiction. It was God. It was totally addiction.
Wow.
80 Vicodin?
And he's alive?
Cuts off his pain, and then it
so they, so they said to the guy, how did you get it? Because he said the team would only give him a certain amount.
Right.
And he said, you'd be amazed if you go to a party and you give a doctor a signed jersey or you give a doctor a signed football.
Sure.
You get endless scripts.
Wow.
He said, seriously, he was going every day to the pharmacy and picking up 100 Vicodins and taking 100 Vicodins a day.
In Dr. House.
God, I would think that would kill you. You would think
But he's a big, huge guy,
And now when you see him now...
Oh, is he disgusting?
No, he looks great.
He looks healthy?
Yeah, it's just before he looked like American Dad.
Right.
And now he looks like Borat.
100 a day.
Very nice.
He's down to 50 a
That's
day.
That's good. Anyway,
Jesus.
How many bites have you had today?
Let me see.
Hard to keep track.
80?
You know he's on.
No.
You know he's on it when he goes.
Probably about 10.
You've 10?
You've taken 10?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But I've been up for 24 hours.
What do you mean? When's the last? I mean, you've taken 10 since what time?
About a day and a half. I'm in traction.
Oh, you're in traction?
And you're calling us
from traction?
Well, I'm calling you from my living room, but I have my own traction set up.
Oh,
yeah.
How do you have your own traction set up in your living room?
I work in medical supplies.
So, you know, I believe now. Do you get the impression we're getting a different lie for every question?
Yeah.
You just prop one leg up on the bong.
What exactly is it that that gave you the condition to take the Viking? I mean, what's your ailment? Why are you in? Why are you in the?
I got hit head on by I was rollerblading. Got hit head on by a driver.
Wow.
Yeah, I went head over heels on the hood. So, but I'll be okay. I'm off for about 3 months.
Wow. And you've had 10 Vicodin already today.
Yeah.
You were rollerblading in the middle of the street.
Yeah, well, actually, it was a sidewalk, and I made a, you go right on red, and, you know, cars take a rolling right, and someone took a rolling right into my hip, so.
On the sidewalk or on the street?
On the street. I had the green.
What a sucker.
So now you have, because you say you work at medical supplies, you have, like, a hospital bed in your house? Is that what you
mean? Yeah, yeah. I got all that stuff, yeah.
What'd you break?
It's leased. I got a cracked, L7, and I got a inflated, an SI joint is.
Now, what's an SI joint?
Sports Illustrated joint, Mike.
Sacroiliac. It's like the hip ball and hip socket.
Okay.
Yeah. But getting back.
Well, the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone.
I wanted to get back to the Niners. They just moved 40 miles south. All they did was move to their practice facility. They're going to put a stadium at their practice facility in Santa Clara, where Great America is. That's all.
Do you think they can they still call themselves the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, they're going for naming rights right now because Oakland has half that market, so they're not sure. They're going to be in court for a while.
They might call them the California 49ers. I mean, what the hell?
The
Giants and the Jets play in New Jersey. The Washington Redskins play in Landover, Maryland.
Call them the San Francisco 49ers.
Does it matter? Okay, well, listen, enjoy the rest. How many more Vikes do you think you're going to have today?
Hang on. Gosh.
What happened?
Turned over my Vike, you know. I only got 5 left.
Somebody taking care of you? Somebody cooking for you? Cleaning you? Give you a sponge bath?
I got those wipes with the Atlow.
That should be fine. There's about 80% of me thinks this guy is absolutely BSing us.
I'd give him 50-50. I think he's effed up.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim Sabian has on his 10 share tattoo.
Okay, wrong
that
guy.
That sounds like kind of a Vicodin, like, random thought.
Yeah. Wrong guy, but he's talking about a radio guy that Mike and I have mentioned on the show, Jay Stevens, before.
A good friend.
Oh, Jay Stevens.
Wasn't it Tim?
Jay Stevens. Jay Stevens is the guy that when his station had a 10 share
right,
in the ratings, he had it on. He still has it on his license plate.
Yeah,
they put that license plate up.
Yeah,
you did.
Beautiful. Listen,
funny,
if I'm still
you're not
alive,
mixing alcohol with those pills, are you?
Let me see. What's
just a little bit never hurt.
Yes or no?
What's that Jimmy Buffett?
Are you drinking tequila?
Coconut.
Margarita?
No, it's rum.
Rum. Oh, Jimmy Buffett rum.
Yeah.
Rum and Vike is a good, it's a good combination.
So if I'm around tomorrow, I'll give you a call.
Okay. All right, dude.
Have a good time.
Love your show. Hey, you're getting a lot of your ratings from Sacramento out of San Francisco.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Right, okay.
We're happy.
Yeah.
Stay out of the pain.
Let's go,
Niners.
Right. Okay.
See you, fellas. Love your show.
You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
You know, I do remember when I had the big back issue, you know, when I was down there and I had my my Vicodin and my Bud Light. Mm-hmm. That's what I, you know what I call that? Breakfast.
Heaven. hold on. Everybody's got the name of toast. Steve, go ahead, lay it on us, please.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi there, Steve.
Hey, Mike, I got the answer to your question.
Yeah, go ahead.
His name, proud to say, was a fellow Kansas Jayhawk. Elvis Patterson.
That's him. Toast. That's the guy that Bill Parcells said his name was Toast because he got burned all the time.
I think Elvis Patterson was one of the big guys to celebrate at midfield, too. Either that or Frey. I forgot which one that was.
Mike, really, aren't they both the same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
Hello.
Celebrating a brain.
Mike, so. Hello.
Mike.
Yes, hi.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
I got a tattoo story. It sounds like the subject has changed, but I got a quick tattoo story.
Okay, very quick, go.
All right, when I was with 1st Marine Division, we went to Iraq in 2003. A guy in our platoon got tattooed on his ass. Spring break 2003, Iraq. Then when we got sent back the year later to Fallujah in 2004, he got spring break 2004, Iraq, what the F, written underneath it on his other butt cheek.
Okay, that was worth the wait. Thank you, my friend. Bye. Bye-bye. See you later.
What the F?
We gotta hit a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, very appropriate. I want to call this guy in a moment.
When you're ready to market, you only need to know one name.
Michael Hughes.
At the Michael Todd Hughes School of Marketing, you'll learn everything you need to know about successful radio marketing, like how to make a definite game plan.
Well, that's something we probably need to talk with them about.
And how to stick to that game plan.
We had talked about, the usual.
How to tackle issues head on.
That's a good question. I thought the place...
How to expand your area of dominance.
I got enough problems here in D.C.
While never abandoning the Michael Hughes bottom line.
We don't market the show, you know.
Learn forceful networking skills.
You know, I try and get everybody's attention I can. I talk to every general manager who will take my call across the country.
And how to talk in circles.
The only thing I passed along that didn't happen was what I relayed. But, you know, I got to see what they did and didn't run. But
so call Michael Todd Hughes and start marketing today.
There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Thanks for listening, fat ass. The Don and Mike Show.
Suck on that, losers.
Very nice.
When are you coming over so I can F you?
Yeah, I think we should call your Hughes.
Senor Hughes.
For a moment. For a very quick impromptu edition of Axe the Manager.
Very exciting.
I really wish it was Axe, like the way the brothers say it. I wish we could really take an axe to it.
I know. Axe the Manager. Start with the wrist. Move on to the other joints.
Ow.
The wrist is the most painful because of the most bones.
That'll leave a mark. Ooh, what a lovely morbid little fact you threw out on it.
Oh, we were talking about tattoos. Same thing with axing.
Thank you, Count Dracula.
Welcome to Axe the Manager.
Buzz Burbank, Al-Qaeda terrorist.
Oh, he's not going to pick up.
I'm an independent.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number, and when you called, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, and have a great day.
To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, jackass.
Very nice.
This is best radio show in U.S. and A.
Okay, never mind. Listen to the show. I'm going to yell at you. Goodbye. Here's the problem.
You got another bone to pick?
The problem?
Well,
that's a sharp pick.
Here's the thing with Michael Todd Hughes. We had the contest with YouTube,
yes,
with our listeners, and they made all of the fake commercials for the show. I mean, right. Real commercials, but they were done by listeners.
Some of them were just ducky.
And the thing actually ran, as we discussed last week,
right.
During Fox NFL Sunday, and ran during Family Guy. And I'm wondering, again, where is anything at all from a PR standpoint, industry-wise, radio-wise, inside the radio industry, to indicate that our listeners came up with a really good execution of a really good idea that no one else had done yet. And the thing that makes me worry about this is that when I was on YouTube today,
right,
I just put in radio station commercials.
Okay. Right,
and I now count at least three other radio stations that are doing the exact same thing.
The homemade commercial contest?
I think it's the End, KYND, out in the Bay Area, maybe. And some of these guys are going to get, this sounds petty.
They're going to get press.
Right. They're going to get the press that we should have got. And this is not like a Howard Stern, Robin, we invented everything.
Right.
No, we didn't. This is one good idea that came out of this show that now other people in the industry will use.
And it's funny.
And Hughes should be to help his own rapidly deteriorating position in the company.
A career teetering on the edge of disaster.
He should be standing up screaming to the trade magazines and the publications, anyone that will listen, you know, hey, listen, I did something cutting edge.
Yeah.
I green-lighted something that actually worked out that other people now are going
to at least get it out to the trade publications, which he seems to be able to do.
Yeah. He's not been dick. I know this. If he's got to make a statement to a publication making up for the shortcomings of his programming decisions, he has no problem with that.
He's got a network in place where he can get the information into the trade publications.
Yeah, like, you know, when he doesn't do a good job, he always takes the call from the reporter and puts his own spin on it. You know, well, this is why this happened, or this is why this happened. But, you know, if you compare the ratings, for instance, for one of these shows that he's canceled now, one of these political shows that he's canceled, I mean, the spin used to be, well, yes, the ratings are no good, but compared to the show that we had on 5 years ago, you know, they're doing gangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the show that we had on 5 years ago, he's comparing it to a show that was on after a show that had been very successful. I mean, ridiculous comparisons. And I see the guy out there networking himself and trying as much as he can to build up his own, what's the word I'm looking for, his own
image.
Yeah, image. Yeah, no, image that.
His own stellar corporate image.
His own image. And it's just, well, give us a freaking hand on it. And now I see that, you know,
others are doing
it. Other stations are doing it. And you know,
get the press.
It's going to just fry my ass when I open up Billboard or Radio and Records or Inside Radio and I see, you know, and there'll be some dickhead program director going, you know, well, YouTube is simply the hottest thing out there. And here at KYND, we thought that we would get in on it.
We knew that.
Yeah. Right. And the other thing that
The
other thing I wanted to mention to Michael Hughes, since the demise of many of these political shows that our company has been throwing on free FM stations.
Right. I think the country has shown that they're behind them.
Just
100%.
Yeah. Oh, although, what did I just read about Westwood One? See, this is why they hate us.
Well, they'll like it, too, with the other guys in power, because now it really will give them something to bitch about. Yeah. So you'll hear, you know, they're not going anywhere. It doesn't matter who gets elected.
Westwood One just gave... Remember that they've been dangling this in front of us for months, that there was an FM station in Cincinnati that was going to flip to
Toronto.
And they were really pitching us for this. And, of course, nothing happened. And I looked into it, and I found out that the guy that they gave the job to is a guy who doesn't even work for CBS. He works for another company. He's based in Nashville.
Oh, that's nice. They went out of the company for him.
And he's another right-wing political talk guy.
Bravo. Is he one of the no-named right-wing political talk guys? Because there are about a million of those.
His last name is Valentine. Which, as far as I know, is still one of like the top 40 DJ names, like Kobe or Star.
And for me, there is no Valentine after Karen.
Is it Harry?
Harry Valentine. My Harry Valentine.
So, I do see the company Westwood One doing stuff to promote themselves.
Right.
And, you know, we get dicked around again, as usual. We don't get the job in Cincinnati. That's okay. It happens. But
we got an old people station in Miami.
But not only do we not get the job in Cincinnati, they go outside the company to hire this guy and put him on an S-load of stations.
Right.
This guy gets an S-load of clearances.
Well, he must be loved by the guy at the top. That seems to be the way it goes. If you're loved by the guy at the top, you seem to get your station.
So let me get this back to my local perspective now about our local station here in D.C., WJFK. The nighttime show with this tool, Jay Severin, thank God they fired this guy.
Oh, that guy was horrible.
I swear to God, this guy got a 0.0 in the ratings. I'm not making that up.
But he sure thought he was smart.
He did. So anyway, what happens is they fired him. And, you know, even that is done with spin, where it's like...
He would win the award as far as all the talk show hosts I've ever listened to. He'd be the guy I'd most like to smack.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I didn't even know, you know, I don't think he was completely, all the time, exclusively coming from the right either. I think he would occasionally have some out there left-wing statements that he would make, but it's just the way he did it, my God.
You know, and it's just we've got a station here, WJFK. It used to be a really highly rated station. I'm not talking about our ratings, I'm talking about the overall station.
Right. Right.
And now the station's ratings just suck because we have this political crap jammed down our throats. Well, it's obvious that's not going to work anymore in the new climate. So, they fired this guy before the election. They fired this guy, Jay Severin. I think I've mentioned on the air that because they're just dumbasses, they just play an hour of the Junkies, the morning show, then they play an hour of O&A, and then they play an hour of us. They just replay 3 hours of stuff that's already been played during the day. Well, as it turns out, Albie VD, our friend who got canned at Hot 99.5,
right.
We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
He's doing some fill-in work now.
Yes, he is.
Doing the nighttime show, at least on a permanent basis.
But part-time basis.
Yeah, right. Excuse me, part-time.
Right.
Because the permanent answer, it's right there. Dubs and Hefe just got canned in Orlando.
Now, you listened to them when you were down there, right?
Yeah, no. Alex and Dubs are not only friends of mine. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say they're protégés, but I talked to these guys about radio. These were guys that did the nighttime show, the late show on WJFK like two years ago, the show that was on.
They were homegrown.
At 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And more power to them, they left here and they went down to Orlando where there's an FM talk station.
They networked and they actually went into another town and they got a good gig.
And I think I had mentioned when I was down there with my family over Labor Day, I checked them out and I talked with Alex on the phone all the time. And after I had heard them down there, we chatted down there. Even as recently as like 2 weeks ago, we'd had boring conversations you wouldn't care about, but like about formatting a show and where to say what you're going to say and how do you front load and what if you run late on commercials. And they're asking me all these questions. And I think these guys have gotten incredibly better since they left. Once they left and got some seasoning, they really sound good. Now, here's where Hughes drops the ball. You've got two guys, Hefe and Dubs, who have already worked in this market in Washington, D.C.
People know them.
On this radio station, WJFK.
Then they got a little seasoning. They went down to Orlando.
Right. As it turns out, you, Hughes, have an opening for the same time slot that they just got fired from.
Right. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is...
What's your point?
It is such a no-brainer. He won't do it because he has no brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean any slight to Albie VD, who's filling in this week.
Yeah, and no-brainer, bad term to use for management.
Well, that's what I said. He's got no brain.
Really?
Because
no-brainer, well, you're implying they have a brain.
You know, it would be so... It's the most obvious answer. You've got a hole at 7 p.m. at night, with nobody listening, and really this guy, Jay Severin, one of the months in the arbitrage ratings, it came back 0.00.
No one listening.
Now, that's really hard to do.
Right.
I mean, that's really hard to do on an FM station, to have nobody listening. So you got nowhere to go but up.
Have you talked to those guys since they got canned?
No, I tried to call Alex last night and got his voicemail. So I've not spoken to them. I heard through the rumor mill. You know,
I heard they might be going to XM.
I heard that as well.
Sure.
I sure do wish that WJFK would get their thumbs out of their butts and at least, you know, get those guys in play.
I don't know. Do you have any answers as to how talent is nurtured or developed or maintained?
It is not.
At this radio station? I don't think that.
Mike.
I think a long time ago, the idea of dealing with talent on a local level left this radio station. I don't think if he wanted to, he would have that. I mean, that's why the thing with Al BD amazed me, that they actually were hip enough to get somebody who was out there to give him a try.
But here's the thing with Al BD, you know that they are not paying him a regular salary.
Really?
I mean,
right.
I'm not.
They haven't made the commitment yet.
I'm not trying to put down Al BD, who's a good friend. It's a fact. I've been in that situation too. You're in between gigs. Mm-hmm. Something opens up. You take it. You know, they're paying you like 15 or 20 bucks, whatever the union scale is. That's what you're getting, but not as much as if you had the gig full time. So
So maybe I'm right then about that. As far as full time gigs, you know, to really make the commitment, I really think it comes from a higher power. I think that they get vetoed a lot. I think they really do. I think it started with Ken Stevens. It's gone through every other, you know, incarnation we've had there. These guys make the decisions based on what corporate tells them to do.
I mean, I don't know how to say this. I've screamed this before, and it's pointless. You know, Mike and I have a great time doing our show.
Mm-hmm.
We really do.
Mm-hmm.
And our ratings are very good, and we're very happy. Our ratings would be better if our radio station had better ratings.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not afraid to say that.
That's true.
I mean, you hear me all the time scream about, Mike and I got the best ratings. We make the most revenue. Hey, listen, I'm not so stupid that I don't see you. Like when I was talking about the guys on the show that I've brought in, what do you think I'm going to do? Bringing guys that are, Mike's the funniest guy I ever met.
What?
I'm going to ask him to be on the show and then say, please. Mm-hmm. Don't be funny.
Right.
No. Right. And again, as dumb as it sounds with my on-air persona, I'm looking at the big picture. You know, you've got the junkies. Give them some time. You got O&A. You know what you're going to get. They're going to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Give them some time. You've got O'Reilly. He should not be on this radio station.
No, it's no affront to Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly would be a very good fit for other radio stations.
Somewhere
he has never been a fit here.
But again, because of the screwed up way this company is, you're going to be stuck with O'Reilly for 2 hours. Then you've got us. Why wouldn't you want something that is more in line with the regular programming you have?
They're going to make the audience that we have gathered stay at the radio station.
And you'd be bringing back guys who, incidentally, hello CBS, you'd have by the short hairs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and again, I'm really just speaking truthfully. I would like nothing better than for Alex and Dubs to get the job, but they're not in a position to say we demand $150,000 a year
because
they don't have a job. So right now the company could get them, and the company could get them probably like for a one-year deal, less than they could have 2 months. Why wouldn't you do that?
It's too smart.
Why wouldn't you do? And don't you realize that the more popular the other shows are, the more popular the entire radio station will be.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a pretty simple effing concept. I'm not saying that everybody's going to slap everybody.
This
on
radio
the back.
Station has been left over Sunday for as long as I can remember. I mean, it basically is, you know, okay, we need a station where you can put this guy on, put this guy on. We need a radio station where we can do this. Let's put Jay Severin on. When did this this radio station a long time ago gave up? Really, having one singular message and really having one consistent amount of programming.
It's because we don't have management with a backbone, because we got management that says, what, you want Bill O'Reilly to run? Okay, we'll run him during the middle of the day.
I'm gonna say something that's going to surprise you. I agree with you that management doesn't have backbone, but I don't blame them. I think it goes way higher than that. I think there is a culture in this radio operation right now that, you know, decisions about individual programming situations at different radio stations come from higher up. And unfortunately, the guys without the backbone feed into that.
And hold on. Agreed 100%.
That is the primary reason you and I didn't get where didn't get the radio station we wanted to get.
There is no doubt that the only reason that Bill O'Reilly is heard on WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C. is because the president of the company demanded.
Right.
That's it. That's a fact. You know, we're used to the double standard because we lived with it with Howard for years.
Yeah, we heard that it was basically, when they were making noise about taking him off, Bill O'Reilly, that he made a lot of noise and it got right up to the top of CBS radio.
And what you got to do is, if you're the manager, you got to have the balls to go to your boss, the people that Mike is talking about, and say, listen, I understand you promised this guy this, but all these political shows are killing our radio station. This was once a top five rated radio station. Mm-hmm. This station is now near number 20 in the ratings.
There was a thing that Mel Karmazin used to do when he ran this operation, which is he used to let these radio stations, even within the markets, kind of go off on their own thing and do their own thing. That's what he did.
And that I do believe because I don't know how many times when we would be bitching, we're not on this radio station or this radio station, in particular the station in Philadelphia that Ken was managing.
Right.
Because Ken Stevens would lie to us and say, oh, I'm going to put you on WYSP next month.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I would just get our panties in a wad and we would go to Mel and Mel would say, it's Ken's decision.
Right.
Now, Mel was not passing the buck.
No.
Mel was not.
He was letting his general managers run his radio station.
Their jobs.
That's the way he did it.
As it turns out, Ken's not in radio anymore, so I don't know how it worked out for Ken.
Didn't work out that well.
But I think it did work out pretty well.
Yeah, probably did, I hear it. Yeah.
From what I hear, he does nothing and
he's like
fine.
That monkey commercial with the guy lighting the $100 bill.
Yeah,
that's it. Good gig.
You know what I heard about him? I heard he sails a lot.
Yeah.
You picture him on a boat?
He took sailing lessons.
I could never picture him being outside. I imagine he would burst into flames.
We get one of the apostles on a sailboat.
Jesus Christ.
Does he wear a tie?
Yeah, he wears a full suit.
A white shirt and a tie sailing.
Nice business suit.
Hard shoes.
Anyway, all right, that's enough behind the scenes stuff. But for once, at least embrace it in this manner. It's not about us. I'm not screaming about us. I'm not screaming that Mike and I are snowy spoiled brats. We want our way.
We're at our little radio station here, you know, on our own little island over there. We don't have to see these people. But we still care about the radio station we're on.
What's the friggin' problem? Really, what's the problem? Specifically, you have an opening. You don't have a show for that opening. You've got two guys who used to work in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you at least call them?
Right.
I know they've not called Alex. They've not called Dubs.
No.
Why wouldn't you call?
What could it hurt?
And Hughes, you won't do any of that. But here's where we stand on the YouTube thing. Let me find it real fast. You know, we could probably handle this ourselves. You know, now that I think about it, we could just do it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? We can just call Radio and Records ourselves.
Say, how about a press release?
Hold on. Let me go to YouTube.
We'll give you a little verbal press release right now.
YouTube. Here it is. My favorites. Thank you. Favorites? You're good favorites.
Okay.
YouTube loading up now. And slowly, 1, 2, 3. There we go, YouTube. Search for Don and Mike commercials. Okay.
Go get it.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Now, I type in Don and Mike commercial on YouTube, and I see, here we go. There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, we got a bunch.
Let me find this other radio station now. Come on.
Yeah, we'll just tell the people what we're doing.
Hold on a second.
Hey, since when did we ever have a PR machine at a radio station we worked at? Did we kind of do it on our own or respond to when they would call us? That's usually the way that worked.
I wish my fingers were not so big.
You know what they say about a man with big fingers.
Very hard to pick your nose. Very hard to pick your nose. 107.8 FM, the end. The end.
This is the end.
No, it's not 107.8, it's 10. I just lost it.
Now, are you trying to find another radio station on there?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Now, are they having a contest also? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taking the lead from Radio's Don and Mike show.
Exactly.
That's kind of the angle, right?
Screw it. I can't find it. I'm sorry. I'm folding under the pressure here. I'll find it during the break.
That's kind of the angle you're going with, right?
Yeah.
Taking a lead from other.
Hold on.
Do you want to mention other radio stations?
Internet Explorer has encountered a problem with an add-on and needs to close.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Go ahead and close. My point.
Keep blocking the pop-up ad.
My point was that we did something that the company should be trumpeting, and now, really, again, not being Howard, somebody stole the idea from us, all good ideas, and someone else is going to get. Now, this does sound small.
Somebody's going to get all the ink for it. They're going to get the credit for it. And
I'll
we,
play.
Once again, will be forgotten.
I just sounded like myself.
Yes. Uh-huh. Let's whine a little bit.
We don't get the credit.
Damn it.
Thought up something good being stolen by other people. We don't get the credit.
We should.
Okay.
It's not fair. It's not fair. You thought of it first.
You always click on that, right? Do not send error report.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Do you get a lot of those? I get those on my home computer. Now, I used to send the error report.
I do.
I mean, nothing really happened, but I sent the error report.
I still do, yeah.
And if freaking Adobe wants to install one more update, I tell you what, I'm going to take some Adobe and I'm going to smash my computer with it.
I have a thing called maintenance on my computer that I click maintenance and it does this little scan. And it always says 5 things wrong, 1 MB recoverable. And then I hit finish, and they said it's fixed. And then it's a little fast for a while, and then it goes right back to being normal again.
Well, every time on my computer that
I'm glad to hear everybody else is having that problem.
I reset it, or I get that thing with the error report,
mm-hmm.
always comes back up with that goddamn thing. You know, please, come on, computer. You know, if it's not the computers, it's my computer, or it's the San Francisco 49ers.
Something driving you insane.
Always something.
What sped up my computer this weekend?
What sped up your computer?
A defrag?
Yes.
Yeah. It takes like...
Isn't that some sort of military term?
No, it takes all the stuff that's everywhere.
Isn't that what we'd like to do to Michael Hughes? We'd like to frag him?
It's supposed to...
And pushes it together.
Right. Clean it up, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it runs all by itself. It takes about an hour, and it's under maintenance. And it did speed my computer up.
Now, see, when I click on maintenance, it just starts automatically.
Ooh,
I don't know if it's defragging or not.
So every time I got to do that thing that says, don't send, I get the stupid thing saying, Adobe 7.0 is ready for installation.
Right.
Do it now, and I just keep clicking on Remind Me Later.
Surrender, Dorothy.
I just keep clicking on Remind Me Later, but the goddamn
thing. Two things
thing
bother me,
away.
Adobe and Java. When I see Java, I get scared. When I see Adobe, I get scared.
Those are both safe programs.
That's why I avoid coffee and huts made out of mud. But
I know they're safe, Buzz, right. But it just pisses me off.
It is annoying.
Because I just downloaded whatever update it was for Adobe.
And Adobe is hard to update because you have to pick and choose what you want.
All I know is when I see Adobe and I download something where I'm getting something off an email, yeah,
right,
and it's Adobe, and I don't like Adobe Acrobat Reader. What the hell is that? Why just call things by a normal name? Your Adobe Acrobat Reader with numbers and all that crap.
All I know is that when I don't install the update, I end up getting something that looks like a message from Mars. I'm supposed to be able to, like you said, Mike, read numbers.
Yeah, read numbers and process it. And, you know, here's another one. What application would you like to use?
I don't know.
You must assimilate. Resistance is futile.
I would like...
Are you saying I should, Buzz?
We all have to. What choice do we have?
Are you saying that I should be more internet savvy?
Give in. No, just give in. Click yes. What are you going to... I mean, it's going to keep coming back.
Well, I like that machine, you know, because the machines were designed to think for us. I like the machine to really do the thinking for us.
Right.
And I'd like the computer industry, with Bill Gates and his bad hair and all those people, to get a little bit smarter and make better decisions so we don't have to think as much.
All I know is I did the Adobe update, and I got hemorrhoids. That's all I'm saying.
Say, speaking of applications, how are your hemorrhoids? How are your suppositories?
Oh, the suppository, that flight is done. That flight is done.
What do you mean that flight?
Days.
Are you here?
Oh, you don't use
it
anymore?
It was a 7-day prescription. I'm better.
Well, good for you. Did you have blood in your stool today?
Some.
That's do you think maybe you
don't
should
Don't you think you should go to the doctor?
I'm
gastroenterologist.
I'm going to.
I'm going to.
To next week.
Oh, God.
Jesus. All right, Rob.
Rob, really? That's not safe.
Make an appointment.
I'll be one of your pallbearers.
I hope you will. Would you like the right or the left side? You might as well take the right side because it's going to be heavy.
Aren't you scared?
Not of that.
I mean, you got your medical... I'm not trying to bust your chops.
You're not scared
of
having blood in your BM?
I've seen it so long now, I'm scared if it's gone.
Used to it. No. You really have only seen one doctor about this, right?
Yeah.
So second opinion...
She said, if it continues, see a gastroenterologist.
What was the timeline on if it continues?
7 to 10 days.
And what day are you on?
A day 11 or 12 now.
Right.
And the thing is, on day 10, it was almost perfect. So I thought I was...
Then it started up again?
Yeah.
It means you still got a hole in your duke.
Yeah, you still
and I'm not talking about the one that God gave you.
I was going to say you need at least one.
Right.
A little fissure.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere. So I got to go to a doctor.
On it, boy.
I will. I'm going to go see Dr. Duke.
Dr. Duke will help you out.
I have a good one of those.
Or Duke, or simply Duke Doctor.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
That's a rank.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
Good doctor.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to chime in on what you were saying about the ratings as a former... buyer of time. There was a time when you guys were one of the highest, charging radio stations in the area, and I paid it.
Yeah.
Well, now
bravo.
Let me also
this show, the way I understand it, still is.
There was a time when when the dot com bubble burst.
Right.
It was like 2 years for everybody in media that there was so much advertising. So many people had websites. The web was exploding that you could charge five times for a commercial what you used to charge because all these websites wanted to buy commercials.
Competing for ad time.
We all remember the onslaught, a Super Bowl like 5 years ago that had nothing but websites.
Right.
And like within 2 weeks of the Super Bowl, half the websites went out of business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They couldn't handle the traffic. They couldn't handle the, didn't have the bandwidth for it.
They had fissures. There was blood.
Hemorrhoids.
Internal hemorrhoids.
Hello, Donovan.
I remember internalhemorrhoid.com. That was a great one. Boy, I was so sad to see that one go out of business.
That was a sexy one.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It Hello. Burst. Don and Mike show.
Well, oh, those micro cameras didn't work, Buzz.
It burst. Hello.
The YouTube thing, was it KITS?
Don't know. Although, are they doing it too?
It's Live 105 in San Francisco.
Maybe. I don't know.
Where they're not going to have a football stadium or a team.
I don't know. Well, it's going to be close. Mm-hmm. Very close to San Francisco. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello. Yes, this is Buzz. Hello.
Hi, Don. Can I speak to Buzz?
Hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Buzz. Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I have a scoop.
I don't care. You know why?
Why?
Because I hate you.
Oh.
I hate you with all of my soul. But are you sexy?
You're the nice guy, Buzz.
I know, I'm not feeling nice today.
Oh.
I don't want your scoop.
That's unfortunate.
Does it involve a newsman?
Yes, it does.
A dead newsman?
Yes, it does. Let me
How could you
scoop.
Possibly think I wouldn't know about that? I'm Buzz Flipping Burbank. Don't you understand that?
Hey, Buzz, pipe down.
Jesus Christ, I'm tired of all these people calling me with a so-called scoop that's hours old. From
Buzz,
these fools, these silly, mindless fools. I don't care.
Buzz.
I hope you rot. And you remember who told you.
Who?
Buzz Burbank.
All right, bye.
Buzz.
Thanks for handling.
Yes, it's not a spot-on impression, but...
Doesn't matter, Mike.
It's the motivation
Got
that
the
I
job done.
Yes. He was
sure didn't work.
And I know deep in your heart you really do feel that way about
I
that
do.
Particular scoop guy.
You covered it for me.
Right.
Yeah, and in case you don't know, Ed Bradley passed away today.
Yes.
I mean, you know, will you do a bit about that? Hello, Donald.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you lay at odds that, you know, if you were going to pick a 60 Minutes guy that was going to still be with us?
Wouldn't have been him.
He'd certainly be on that list.
My money's on Rooney.
You're right.
Even before Wallace.
Rooney before.
Were you going to go Wallace?
I was going to go with Wallace in favor. But you're right. Rooney before either one of them.
Rooney. God, every day Rooney wakes up and actually smells oxygen, he feels like he's won the lottery.
Rooney!
Andy Rooney.
That's right, I'm Andy Rooney.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi,
hey, there. That radio station is in Sacramento. It's 107.9 The End.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much.
Very good.
That's the one you mentioned earlier.
Hold on. Well, wouldn't that make it even nuttier that it's a station in Sacramento?
It's kind of weird.
Where we are.
Wonder where they got the idea.
Coincidence.
From perhaps a highly rated midday show in Sacramento.
Now, have you heard this?
It's a morning show.
It's a morning show. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Give it to me again, because I'm going to...
So perhaps they're listening to us on their way home?
Ah! Hold on, I'm going to put it into YouTube right now. Give me a second. What is it again?
It's 107.9 The End.
9 The End?
What are you saying? Speak English. What?
The End.
It's 107.
107.9 The End.
Yeah.
It's the end of the FM dial.
Occasionally, when you run those letters and words together, it gets into the
right.
You know, crazy.
107.9 The End commercial.
The end.
Oh,
107.9 The End. Jason.
God, I spelled commercial like I was Chinese. Commercial. Oh, Internet Explorer has encountered a problem with an add-on. It needs to close.
I sent an email to somebody today. It said, "Thanks for sending me a copy of that ad." And I spelled ad ADB.
I can't.
And I sent it before I corrected it.
Yeah.
And I know I look like a tard. But
our internet is all screwed up. Go to YouTube yourself and find it. But, you know, if that's a station in Sacramento, really everybody should call, and what are they, a station like that plays the best mix?
It's a pop hit station.
Yeah. Somebody should call them and tell them to find their own ideas.
Yeah, and I'm tired of the pop hit stations. I like the pop zit stations. That's what we need. Yeah, it's pimple popping time.
Mike, show hello.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, just want to let y'all know, ratings be damned. I've been listening to the Y'all for almost 15 years, and the Donna Mike show kicks everybody's ass.
Well, that's so true. We would just like all the shows to kick ass.
Yeah, I'm serious. And I heard y'all talk about a couple of weeks ago about y'all are thinking about hanging it up in 2008. And if y'all do that, honestly, and I've met y'all, I know y'all on air, and I've listened to y'all off air, and if y'all hang it up, radio's going to lose one damn fine show. And I really
did you call, hold on, you're very nice, and I appreciate the kind words. Did you mean to say you've listened to us on air and you've met us off air?
Yeah, I've met y'all off air a long time ago. Remember, I was y'all's court reporter that came in and did the show and did the facts on the air.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, one day we actually thought that what we said was so important we should have a court stenographer.
I remember that.
Right.
We had
an actual court stenographer come in.
That was a while back.
And transcribe everything that we said on the show and read it back.
Read it back, sure.
Yeah, that was like right after I got out of reporting school. But I remember y'all off air. Y'all were like nothing but like totally cool.
Well,
and so
we've changed now. We're huge dicks.
Absolutely.
Bye, fat ass.
I was scared when he said he'd listen to you off the air.
That's the guy that was hanging out by our car.
Yeah.
And that's a good example of something we did. I know we did like 10 years ago. We had a stenographer come in.
Right. Yeah, weren't we talking about the fact that certain shows, it might have been Larry King, had transcripts of the Larry King show.
Now, here's how people's minds work. And I'm as guilty of this as the next person. That I remember when we did that, I thought that was pretty effing funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that we got nothing but negative feedback on that.
Right.
And I'm not talking about on the internet because it was so long ago. We didn't like troll internet sites. Right. Just people would call and send faxes and go, God, that sucks. That's really not funny. And what's ironic about it, Alanis Morris said, is now in this modern day, 2006, there are people who say, that was the golden age of our show.
Yeah.
I guarantee that there's someone out there right now going,
why do I think management had a problem with us doing that, too, with the court reporter?
Oh, sure.
Didn't management have an issue with us?
Yeah, well, you know them.
I really think they came to us and they said something really seriously like, hey, listen,
that's
guys.
That's not a good idea.
If you say something that's over the line and you've got a court reporter there, really, that's how paranoid they were.
Things always look worse in writing than they do actually hearing them.
Are you going to be keeping a stack of them somewhere? What exactly are you going to be doing? We're doing it for a bit.
But I do remember specifically that we didn't get great feedback on it. And I imagine somewhere there's somebody who listened to it. And right now they're thinking, God damn, oh, that was a good show.
Yeah,
right.
That's when they did a good show.
That was the golden age because it was more fun to complain about the show then than it is to complain about it now.
It's the golden age. Everything that's happened in the past has always looked favorable.
Right.
I mean, that's really the way society...
That's the way society works. You took away my station.
Oh, yeah. You know, we gotta hit... Hey, shut up there, Rob. What? What?
You're saying you were good in the beginning.
Shut up. Speaking of the thing you were just talking about, Mike, I mean, I'm sorry. It's just sometimes there's something that I need to say.
and you lose your train of thought. Imagine if you kept his microphone open all the time.
Because you were.
Back in the, remember we used to do that back in the golden days?
The
golden days of the Don and Mike show.
You were alluding to those Man Talk tapes.
Yes.
And we do have...
Which are just delightful. And I know that we've disappointed people, or they have, but those are just... I'm sorry, those are fun to listen to.
We got some new ones. Now, we've only got, like, what, maybe a minute, 10 of them? But they sent down a new batch of them. Here's a dangerous move. Microphone on.
He's holding his finger up like he wants to make an important point.
No, I'm just saying that it's one lady.
Oh, it's only one call?
And she has an axe to grind with you fellas.
You mean one lady that's on for a long time?
About a minute and a half.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. All right, so we'll play that when we come back from the break, okay?
Very exciting.
Okay.
Shut up, Rob.
You didn't used to say that.
Oh, my God, his microphone's on.
There you go. It's off now.
I remember the day.
Turn it on.
Oh, those were the good old days, Mike.
The old days.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. I will have to get some lubricant, too.
You better say a bunch of extra prayers, because I hope you go to hell.
I will undress you, and you will undress me, okay?
Set your ass down. You're not going anywhere.
Damn, you're very sexy. Do you have a boyfriend?
You're in a fog. You're in a haze. Your reasoning ability, your compass is way, way off here.
So you ever been with an old guy before?
You are the rudest, most disrespectful a-hole I have ever met.
Did you bring condoms with you tonight?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm leaving you, found another woman, and oh, by the way, I never really loved you anyway.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Oh,
all of those
things are in the KFED response to Britney Spears' divorce filing.
The show with more comedy and less moonbed. Don and Mike.
I think you probably have a very nice ass as well.
That's in there also.
Yeah.
Okay. We finally got the computers figured out. It's this one that works, not that one.
Oh, it's the one on the left, not the right.
Got it. So, we've gone to YouTube, and it says results for 107.9, the end commercial.
Okay.
And
we found out before this is a Sacramento station.
Right. Sacramento radio station. And they've got about 20 entries thus far, and it's just plain as day. They just stole our idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Now I get some audio. You can't hear it. Of course, you can't see the video. That would be stupid. This
video.
TV. Here's one of their spots, though. See if the audio at least comes up on this thing. Does it? It just got... Well, maybe it doesn't have... Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
I don't hear nothing.
Hissing. It's supposed to be playing through the board?
Yep.
That's how it's wired.
I hear hissing.
Don't you love his responses?
No buck passing there at all.
Did you see him before we went on the air, like, double-check it and saying that? Okay, let me try another one.
Please do.
Just in case. I'll just try, will it bend golf balls? Featured video.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with the stuff we
Now, this whole thing we're doing is to show that, you know, we had this wonderful idea, which the company kind of ignored, and now other people have picked up on it.
I can't get audio. He's like, turning that little button will help.
Well, I'm going to check to see if there's another thing labeled PC.
And we just screw it, though.
We have an engineer in the building?
No.
What was that? Hold on.
Did you do that?
I think you did.
I did something.
That sounded like... you know what, Don? I've been on the computer before. That actually sounded like a computer noise. But it's usually a computer noise when something's not right. There it is.
Okay.
All right, so that's golf balls in a blender. Now here are the ones for the radio station in Sacramento. Homemade commercials. Here we go. 107.9 the end.
All from YouTube.
Right. It's some guy walking out of his house, shutting his garage door, getting into his car. Turns on 107.9.
Is day getting better?
Well, you don't see the guy yet. You just see the car pulling away. He's at a stoplight. Right-hand turn signal on. The car is driving left. And then it has a picture of the DJs.
That's good.
That's awful. A sucky commercial.
It's awful. I'm sorry, there was no audio at all with that one. Let me see if there's any audio with this one.
At least our listeners are verbal.
Let me see.
Verbal.
Let's
try this one. Hold on a second.
We didn't close.
Here we go. This is some guy just getting out of bed. Excuse me, a woman. Driving down the road now, listening to her stupid radio station.
So they're making them all like music videos.
Yep, I can't find any audio in this one. Let me try one more. Hold on a second. She's pulling into her spot at work. Jesus Christ.
That's the same one just like the other one.
What a complex.
Same as it ever was.
KYND-FM, create the end's next TV spot.
You may ask yourself.
This is not my bit of my life.
Here we go. These are a bunch of shots of like an alarm clock going off.
Do they play modern music on this station?
People getting into their car. They have pictures of the DJs. There's a picture of a guitar. God, these suck. These make the ones that people did
for
our show.
Well, it's probably because the radio station sucks.
Yeah, they make ours look brilliant.
Because yep. The city sucks.
Now, Rob.
They really
who said
do.
That?
Hold on. I think we got calls from Sacramento. 916 is Sacramento,
oh,
right?
That would be a surprise.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Yes,
there.
It's you, Sacramento.
Don and Mike show.
That was Sacramento.
SAM 650 KSTE. They're doing exactly the same thing with the YouTube. It's a morning talk show.
Huh. So there's is that another station in Sacramento?
Right.
Wait a minute. Wow. Do we now have two other stations that are doing this
hold
in
on,
Sacramento?
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube also.
Right, hold on.
And their ad says they don't want nothing naughty, but...
Do they say they don't want nothing naughty? I mean, is there someone that's that grammatically challenged at the radio station?
Mike, hold on a second. This guy is right.
I want to tell you, we got some commercial submissions, but we don't want nothing naughty.
It's another guy.
Send us your best double negative commercial.
It's another radio guy. These are two separate stations now in Sacramento that have both taken our YouTube idea.
Wow. Well, now I've got the angle on our press release.
Yes.
Don and Mike start Sacramento Tidal Wave.
Right.
Is this for the end or is this for the AM station?
This is another one for the AM.
God, I'd love to see one from the AM because I bet the AM is going to have talk. I bet the AM will have some...
Old
people. Because this sounds like all these commercials you're playing for the end has techno
music. Find out by tuning your FM dial over to 107.9 The End each morning from 5:30 to 10 a.m. for the Morning Rave.
I listen to the Morning Rave because of the DJs.
Listen to Lucas, Manny, and Trish in the morning.
Each day of the work week gives me something to look forward to.
Listen for Monday Morning Mindbenders, Ticket Window Tuesdays, Confession Wednesdays, War of the Roses on Thursdays, and Flashback Fridays.
The Loser Line's the funniest thing on radio.
Tune to 107.9 The End each Monday through Friday from 5:30 to 10 a.m. for the Morning Rave.
These look like dog crap.
I think that's the spirit of the competition, though.
Let's get back at them by stealing Ticket Line Tuesday.
These look like total dog crap.
Can we steal the Loser Line? I'd like to do that. Now, it sounds to me like maybe this is a morning show that is specifically promoting this.
Okay, here's another one. 107.9 The End commercial.
Okay,
let's see if there's any. This is just another one with music. People dancing. Yuck. Yuck. Where's the creativity?
Was that the AM one or the FM one?
That was the AM.
Buzz about.
That was the AM.
Find out by tuning your FM dial over to 107.9 The End each morning from 5:30 to 10 a.m. for the Morning Rave.
Sounds like the same guy.
Yeah, it is. Hold on a second.
Listen.
We try the next one.
I listen to
it. Not to mention the Loser Line.
Tune over.
You know, forget it. It's very hard to navigate while we're doing the show.
Where's the melody?
I guess what we need to do is call that station. And see if we get the program director on the air to ask him where he came up with a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Maybe he was just surfing YouTube.
The fact that you have to be in the same city with very high ratings does not have anything to do with that.
Let's see. Here's a call from 916. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Howdy.
Hey, those guys who stole your idea are just complete right-wing douchebags, too. That's the thing that kills me.
So they
like, oh. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, how could they be right-wing douchebags? It looks like the station that they're on is one of those piece of crap Phil Collins, Elton John, Billy Joel stations.
Do they do a political show?
Oh no, this is an AM station. It's like Talk 650. It's
okay.
I'm pretty sure it's like Clear Channel. So
all right, hold on. He was talking about the other station that's doing it.
I mean, there's an AM radio station somewhere in the country that has right-wing talk.
Hello, Don.
I've never heard of that.
This is new.
Hello,
yo, Radio God.
Howdy.
Hi, am I on?
Yes.
Yo, I love you guys, man. I'm from Sacramento. I've been listening to you guys for years. I just don't want you guys to get the impression that whenever there's a call from Sactown, people hang up. We love you down here, man. You guys are totally radio gods. Been listening to you guys for a while.
Okay,
Sactown loves you.
Okay, thank you.
Try not to be so insecure.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Turn your radio down.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Would this be another call from Sacramento?
Yeah, it sure is, Mike.
Yeah, here they come now. Tsunami. Tsunami.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How you doing? Okay, what's up?
Good. No, I'm just calling from Fort Lauderdale, and I heard you're going to play the...
Said you were calling from Sacramento.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. I'm calling from Miami.
Oh, I see.
It's all right, sir.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to play the tape that we have of the woman that doesn't like
it. Are you enjoying a particularly warm afternoon down in Miami?
Yes, I am. It's
what would be
79 degrees and beautiful down here.
Wow. Good for you.
I used to listen to you. Used to be on overnights down here maybe like 10 years ago.
Yes, of course. Right. That would be WIOT when we were
there. That's correct. Right. And, you know, when they took you off, I said, oh, my God. There was nothing on the radio. And now I found you on here. And
thank you very much. I think it's such a pleasure to be reunited with our listeners down in the greater Miami area.
And hello to all the Yankee fans. They're all Yankee fans down there.
Well, I don't think just still Yankees. Don, I think they have Yankees, Mets, Nets, and Knicks.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And a few Rangers fans.
Don't forget the Devils.
Oh, yeah. Just a few.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Yeah, radio up too loud. Let's try this one. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Just to let you know, 107.9 The End is actually right across the street from the excellent studios of KHTK, too. which makes it even more impressive that somebody else...
Well, I don't think it really matters where the building is.
Perhaps they're all located in some sort of radio industrial park.
They're not owned by CBS, are they?
Are they a sister station?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Somebody get Ramey on the phone.
Mike, radio god.
Howdy.
Hey, the guys in Sacramento, they're called Armstrong and Getty. It's like a skinhead Nazi guy. And then the other guy's a homo who totally idolizes Don. And he listens to your show.
Now, are we talking about, hold on. Are we talking about the FM or the AM?
The AM. I guarantee he's listening right now, and he should not be such a pussy. He needs to call in.
Like, so he's a fan of Don's.
Yeah, I've tried to call in and call him on his crap, but like, I always get hung up on.
How is it crap if he's a fan?
Because he's stealing from you, Don.
Like what, sir?
It's blatant.
Besides,
that's not the only bit he steals. And
I'd like to throw out some more that he steals. Just
his opening, they've got Ed McMahon saying, "Now here's Armstrong and Getty."
Ed McMahon did about a million interviews. In fairness,
yeah.
Ed McMahon's a whore.
They're hacks.
All right, I agree with you, they're hacks. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
We're really not concerned, but we are. You know, we're concerned about the YouTube contest.
Right. Yeah, so if the one guy is a fan of yours, I wonder who the skinhead Nazi guy would be a fan of. Hi, Rob.
Hello. Donna. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi, howdy.
That's right. I didn't even think of that.
They copied being a Nazi from Rob.
Yes. Skinhead Nazi.
It's spreading.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
The conservative beanheads are not all that bad. They're probably the second best show in Sacramento.
We're not here to discuss the merits of the other shows. We're here to discuss them.
And is that the name of their show, the conservative beanheads?
Hello, it's Don and Mike show.
Hi.
No, second best.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, those guys on the AM station, they've mentioned you by name before, so they listen to you. So it's obvious that they got the idea from you.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Love you.
What's that line you use about stealing? What the hell is that?
Yeah, well, if you steal from me, good luck, you're stealing twice.
Okay.
However, in this case, this was something.
Right.
I just know how this is going to work out. That this station, KYND or whatever it is.
D-N-D.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. This station is going to end up getting some kind of radio headline.
Uh-huh.
All right, Tony Award?
Let's call the program.
Well, I should say that we run this radio show similarly to the way our lives are run, that we are very focused on blame and or credit.
7777.
Well, I do believe that we certainly shoulder a lot of the blame for this show.
All right, FCC boy. That's off the air. Why don't you ask for the program director?
I'm looking for the program director of KDND.
Now, KDND, is that the FM?
Yeah, that's the FM.
Yeah.
They have more commercials on YouTube for their contest than the AM does.
It's because they usually have a clearer signal. What?
Can you page him? Can you page him?
That's the way I understand it. They have a clearer signal.
For lunch? It's a little late for lunch, don't you think?
Ask for the GM.
Who?
Can I speak to the general manager?
Tell him you're calling from the office of the Don and Mike show.
Buzz, that would be a normal lunch, not a Buzz Burbank lunch.
Oh, I see.
We understand your rules, I believe, still 11 a.m. till 4?
Uh-huh.
Acceptable time for lunch?
Anytime in that frame.
Lunching. European style.
So what are they saying? Will you ask for the PD?
The PD is not at his desk. He may be at lunch, and I'm on hold right now to get to the general.
Hey, if it's some of the PDs we've seen over the years. Maybe it's a buffet, all you can eat.
4 o'clock tea.
Regarding the YouTube commercial contest?
Ask them when they started doing that.
Okay. When did you start doing that? Hello? When did that contest begin?
Tell them it's a great contest.
All right. Can we speak to the GM, please? What's his name?
You told me not on the air.
Mater Dame.
Okay, can I speak to Steve, please?
Steve Creosote.
Steve.
Yes,
hello, Steve.
Well, we're just curious
Steve Irwin.
Details about the YouTube contest.
Steve Martin.
Cranky.
No, I'm still laughing about what's his kid's name? The
Bindi.
Oh, come on, Bindi. Bindi the Bindi's going to take over my legacy.
What's her name though? Bindi the Jungle.
Bindi the Jungle Girl. It's going to be the highest rated TV show in Australia. Come on, Bindi.
What are you doing now? I'm on hold for Steve Weed.
And I just want to know.
Hold on, the general manager's name is Steve Weed.
Steve Weed. Buzz, you found a home.
Yes. I'd like to speak with Mr. White. Give him your name, Steve Buzz Weed.
Steve Weed. I'd just like to say to Bill Maher, I hope he never goes swimming in the ocean. Bad karma. Real bad karma. Going to a Halloween party dressed as me with a spike in your chest. Cindy the Jungle Girl.
Well, Rob is still on the phone waiting for the general manager. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys? Avon, does Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, sound familiar?
That name does sound familiar to me.
Sure it does.
You mentioned the guy before. I called their show like a year ago and said, hey, do you know Don? And he goes, yeah, I worked with him like a long time ago or something. So there is a connection.
Well, there was a Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, and then there were copycat yeah. Jack Armstrong.
He said he was a guy.
Okay, he was
the
guy.
Say that.
You
worked with a Jack Armstrong?
I may have. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I called those sissies when they started running the promo. It was like a week after you guys did it. And the tool that answered the phone said that you guys stole it from The Office. And he got real defensive.
Stole it from the television show The Office?
Yeah, from AM 650. Because I called to bust their balls.
Hold it. Stop. Communicating effectively here.
Now, what you're saying is, if I understand you correctly, you were being a good listener. You called them out on this.
Correct.
And they said to you that we stole it from the TV show The Office.
Yeah, and then he said to call you and ask you. And he was real...
Wait a minute. What do you mean the TV show The Office? They had a contest?
Yeah, he said that you stole the idea from The Office.
They didn't have a contest.
Excuse me. Did he mean the television show The Office?
I don't know. He just said The Office.
Oh.
What office? Like the Office of Homeland Security? The Office of your mom's Daisy? What office?
The Office, the show, the TV show, The Office.
Did he say the TV show, The Office?
He said the TV show.
They've never had a show that's about a YouTube commercial, have they?
How could the TV show, The Office, have a contest? First off, that's just patently not true.
No, it isn't.
Absolutely not true. But second, think about it, you dumbass. How come you couldn't fire back with the guy? What's the episode? What's the plot of the episode where the people on The Office want to get a radio station's commercial on through YouTube? That's BS.
That's what he told me.
That's what he told you. Didn't do any more digging, did we?
No.
No. No, actually, I stole it from the Rachel Ray show.
Oh, she's hot. Right after her new muffin segment. Oh,
please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was just saying, they need to put the suppositories in the freezer. It's the best way to do it. I mean, give them night and day. It's
Rob,
a creamy,
when you
cool,
say
cool feeling.
You thought about, Rob,
hey, Rob, you ever try that? That seems a brilliant idea.
Thought about putting your suppositories in the freezer?
I might do it tonight.
Just don't get them confused later. Yeah, who wants gum?
Don't be like Kirstie Alley going for one of your 20 sugar-free popsicles late in the night. Hello, Don and Mike. God, this popsicle tastes like suppository.
You know, if I ever do need one, I'm going to put it in the freezer. I'm going to remember that guy. I would think that'd be kind of fun. The cold helps the shrinking.
Hello, show. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
How about frostbite, though?
Hey, why are you guys all jacked up about Sacramento all the time? You guys are a couple of haters.
Yeah, that's really what we've been talking about, how we hate Sacramento. Thank you for really...
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, anytime anybody from Sacramento calls, you get all jacked up and you know it.
Well, we have found that over the years since we've been on in Sacramento, we've gotten a rather significant volume of calls from Sacramento from people like you.
I'm not particularly...
It's because we love you out here, Don. It's because we love you
out
here.
That was Mike that was talking to you, ass.
You know how many people have commercials on YouTube right now?
Hey, douchebag, how many other radio stations are doing this commercial thing that we did? How many other stations? Two of them. They both happen to be in Sacramento. That's not a slight against you, the dumbass listener who's calling now. It's a slight against the other radio stations that happen to be in the town that you reside in.
What? Well, what is your answer to that?
And furthermore, I don't get mad at Sacramento. That's Mike's bit and Rob's bit. And furthermore, it's a bit, you stupid idiot.
Don.
What, ass?
Have you searched every radio station to see who's doing commercials and who's not on YouTube?
Yes, you actually put in on the search engine radio commercial.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Just not.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Is that the mm-hmm that would indicate, hey, ass, is that the, hold on, is that the mm-hmm that would indicate you don't believe?
Uh-huh.
And let me see, Mark. Mark, who's called 25 times but only made it once on the air. And you're not even from Sacramento. Where's area code 209?
It's the Central Valley. Modesto.
Is that really Modesto? It doesn't sound like Modesto.
You got the guy on the phone?
Promotions guy on line 11.
And he'll go on the air with us?
Yeah, he's ready to go on the air live with you guys. Tommy is his name.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Right. Hi, Tommy.
From that FM station?
Yeah, KDND.
Tommy, this is Don and Mike. Why are you stealing our idea?
Stealing your idea?
Yes, the YouTube idea.
Really? I didn't even know you guys were doing that.
Oh, we're very suspicious, Tommy.
Tommy, you said you're familiar with the show, buddy.
I am familiar with your show, but I hadn't heard anything about a YouTube commercial contest or anything.
Oh, really? You hadn't? We started talking about it 3 months ago on August 1st, or maybe we talked about it in July and selected our winner in August.
Yeah?
Yeah, a long time ago. And as a matter of fact, the winning commercial just ran this past weekend. Here on Fox. It's our idea.
And we just want to, get acknowledged.
The guy just hung up.
He did?
The guy just hung up.
Of course.
Now, really, what did the guy say off the air?
He said that he's familiar with the show. I said, we have a few questions about your YouTube contest. He said, great. I said, will you go on the air? And he said, yes. And I said, hang on.
So he didn't know. Well, if you said it that, then he didn't know what he was getting. So as soon as it got... A little hot in that kitchen. I think you bailed out, Don.
He hung up.
Tommy.
Tommy, okay, Tommy.
Or maybe it's a bad connection. Tommy, can you hear me?
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
I want to know if you want to hear the Arnold Schwarzenegger left a message on my answering machine.
Oh, you mean
the get out the vote thing?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
Hi, this is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm calling to remind you that there are only a few hours left.
You only have a few hours left. Get to the post. Get to the post.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Help California.
Hello.
Hey, you play the Toss My Salad tapes? Yeah! Toss My Salad!
Yeah.
A little too enthusiastic.
Okay.
I'm very curious as to where these calls are coming from.
I'll tell you later.
Mm-hmm. We should hit a stop set here. Okay, so.
We haven't even danced, Rob.
Good for you guys.
We've been kind of on a mission here.
Good for you.
Thank you very much. Well, actually, we did have that one call from Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Don, why are you always hating on Sacramento?
Yeah.
Don, why are you hating on Sacramento?
Always love it when you catch that bullet for us, Don.
Thank you.
I really do. How many of those have you taken over the years?
Oh,
how many bullets have you taken from Sacramento?
Give me a flak jacket, Mike. I feel like I'm living in Baghdad.
I go home, not a mark on me, not a scratch on me, and Don's bleeding all the way back to his house.
Welcome to Sacramento, Iraq. Sacramento, comma, Iraq.
And that's the way it would look if somebody's standing over your body riddled with bullets. He never was the one that did the dance.
I racked him up.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, time for a word from our sponsors.
Isn't that nice?
Our great sponsors. We love them.
Not an original idea in these commercials coming up here.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He is trying to get into her panties.
The Don and Mike Show. Okay. They use Hughes as their muse. Don and Mike.
All right, let's see what's happening here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to clear up the thing about the Office YouTube.
Yes, please.
They had a contest a while back, like 6 months to a year ago. So they had to make up a promo about the for the Office. I don't know what they ever did with it, but it was just some promo thing on YouTube that they had.
Now, what was it?
Wait, you're not explaining it well. I mean, you asked the radio station to ask their listeners to make up a promo for a television show?
No, the actual television show.
On The Office.
Yeah, they ran commercials to make up a promo for The Office on YouTube.
It was basically you had to make like a little mini segment.
But did okay.
But it wasn't like a commercial like.
Did the commercial or whatever the people did it ever run on NBC or was it just something strictly on the web?
They had from what I remember, they had every once in a while they would have on during the show, like during a commercial break or at the end, they would show that segment.
What segment?
What? From YouTube that somebody made up.
You know,
I hate it when we're talking to people with English as a second language. It drives me insane.
I swear on my wife's soul, I didn't steal it from The Office, right. But it doesn't even sound like it's remotely
similar.
No,
we asked people. Your idea was to come off and get a commercial that would run on a television station when we picked it as the best one. Right, and make an actual 30-second TV commercial,
homemade.
And we'll watch them on YouTube, and then we'll determine who the winner is.
And here's the gag. The gag is that everybody goes to YouTube, mm-hmm. So it's a way to get people talking
and
about our show.
That's the gag.
Get people talking about our show and going to YouTube, which obviously happened.
Yeah, it happened.
And it worked so successfully.
And all you have to do, we can check the dates. Check the dates on the Don and Mike commercials and check the dates on any other radio station commercials,
right.
Because really,
right
now look, and the fact is they're not going to admit to it because that's not what radio stations do.
There's two stations in Sacramento that are doing the exact same contest.
Right.
The exact same contest.
They just happen to. We happen to hear about one AM station.
And one FM station.
And the AM station apparently has a host that works with a skinhead Nazi that listens to our show and is a big fan of yours. And then another station where apparently the promotions director just informed Rob he listens to our show.
Now, Buzz, do you watch The Office?
I do.
Do you recall any such?
I vaguely remember something about them having, I thought it was to make your own little scene for The Office or similar to The Office. It wasn't a commercial. It wasn't a promo. And what the results were, I watched The Office. I never saw those results.
I think that's far enough separation that it's A-okay. Yeah,
not the same thing. Right. I mean, really not the same thing.
Nope.
Anyway, whatever that station in Sacramento is, eat one.
Yeah, eat a big one.
Steal it from us.
Grip it.
P-P-U.
Grip it.
P-U.
And enjoy your city.
Touch it.
Take a moment and enjoy the nightlife.
Stop it, Rob. Hello.
I know, you disagree with me.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, remember, it's 2.5 hours from everywhere.
It Hello, is. Don and Mike Show. It's 90 minutes from everywhere, Mike.
Is it 90 minutes from everywhere?
Sacramento is 90 minutes from everywhere.
And the next time anyone calls to give Don a hard time, just like right there, he was making Sacramento better.
That's right.
Not 2.5 hours, 90 minutes.
And Hello. Buy those Kings tickets while you still have them.
Hello, are you there? You're on the air.
When is the Asparagus Festival?
You can tell.
You'll know.
You can tell.
You will. You will know.
That's not smog.
You can tell by the smell. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Yes. To clear up if you had any confusion about the office, they ran... It was the end of last year's season. Promo, come up with your own intro for the show, 2 minutes long. And they showed, at the beginning of this year, the top three places that were voted on.
Did they actually show? So they
You know, what is it with Sacramento? Are you calling from Sacramento?
No, Virginia, actually.
Okay, Virginia. Maybe it's everybody that's calling about this office subject. You're just putting words in the wrong place.
Why isn't somebody on our crack staff, many of them on crack,
I think I got it
trying
from that
to research.
Guy, that they had a contest to intro The Office, to come on at the beginning of the show and
did they ever do it?
And do a little vignette. Did they run them on network television?
Hold on, here is John Norman. Johnny.
I got an email from a listener who said that he wanted to correct the tool that called in about the YouTube and The Office. It wasn't The Office on the show. It was a contest run by NBC where they people sent in their own YouTube promos for The Office. And I've got a link to an NBC site that has their winners.
So it only ran on, like, an NBC website?
I can't tell whether from looking at the website whether it ran on TV or not.
Okay. Still researching. Even more different than what we did.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Our carrot was that we were saying, hey, we're really going to put it on TV.
Yeah,
and
I swear to God, if it was something that I saw from The Office, I'd tell you. I'd say, hey, I saw this on The Office and thought it'd be good on radio.
And after we held Michael Hughes down and gave him both a beef stew, he actually, the only thing I got from the movie Benchwarmers that I truly enjoyed, the fat kid gives the little kid a beef stew. You know what I mean?
Now this will grow more hair. Here is Tom. Hello, Tom.
I was just watching television, and I done saw a TV commercial.
Shut up, idiot. It said on the screen he had actually seen the Office stuff on TV, but obviously he was just goofing us.
Yeah, but he's gotten a few beefs too.
He was yanking our crank. Michael.
Yes.
Michael.
I'm here.
If you go to our website, donamikewebsite.com, and you click on today's steaming log,
yes,
you will see two photos. One of them is a mugshot of our favorite Baldwin boy, Danny Baldwin.
Danny Baldwin.
Danny?
He's the one that listens to the show, also in the Sacramento area, I think.
Four Danny Baldwin.
Danny, would you like to mow my lawn?
All right, so here is this story with Danny Baldwin.
Danny Baldwin.
Danny Baldwin stole a car.
Oh, no, Danny. Is Danny the one that also had the problem with substance abuse?
Yep.
That's the one.
Yep. Right.
So, he's stealing a GMC Yukon. This was just 2 days ago, Tuesday.
Danny.
He's trying to steal a Yukon in Santa Monica.
Don't his brothers loan him money? If he's in trouble?
OnStar helped catch him. The guy who owns the Yukon called OnStar to report that his car had been stolen.
What a great ad for OnStar.
OnStar.
Danny.
OnStar then called the police.
Mm-hmm.
The police found the Yukon.
Because they can track it.
At a motel. Yeah, it's got GPS. And they saw our friend, Daniel Baldwin, getting into it.
Much like what I said at the beginning of the show, those GM vehicles with OnStar are watched from space.
And, Mike, here's a shock. They found drugs in his hotel room.
Oh,
so,
dear.
So he's arrested. We have his mugshot
DB.
Up on our website. And we also have a picture today on the website of another guy we've had on the show before, Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Cool.
Who makes really good hot sauce.
Still have that hot sauce.
Joe... What?
What? He's on Monday Night Football.
Microphone off.
It's been turned off again. You've been punished again. The second thing, you got the buzzer.
Kong!
You got a Kong.
It's wonder of the world!
Buzzer off, cheeks flushed.
Here you go, Mike. Here's the picture for you. Here's what happens with Joe Perry. He got hit in the head with one of those camera rig things at a concert.
He's never had the coordination
here
of his brother Matthew.
Look at him now. He's got a funny quote, though. That came with this picture. And we want to thank Joe Perry for actually sending this along. We had him on the show like 2 years ago. Uh-huh. Turns out...
I'm looking at Danny Baldwin first, though.
Oh, I know. Great picture.
Oh, that is a great picture.
So we had Joe Perry on the show, and he seemed rather incoherent.
Hmm.
It turns out he sent us very nice letters, sent us his hot sauce.
Looked like it was his own writing, too, which amazed me.
And still keeps in contact. Got a forward from his publicist with this picture that we have on our website today, along with a note that says, please mention this from Joe. Joe says the left side of his face now looks like the caveman in the Geico commercial.
It's a little swelling, I would imagine.
Yeah. So anyway, those pictures are up on our website today.
He got hit by some lighting equipment.
Yeah.
That's what it was?
Yeah, lighting. Camera stuff fell down from the rafters or whatever the hell
it was. That hurts, man. Remember his nice Boston accent? He had a big, thick Boston accent.
He was another one of those guys, very hard to understand what he was saying, and even more hard to understand what he was writing to us. Did you remember he
Thank
said,
you for eating hot sauce.
Do you remember he wrote us each, like, relatively long thank you notes for being on the show.
You know, he makes all that money from being in that legendary rock band, and he's still hawking the hot sauce.
He loves it.
Yeah. Seems like he's into it.
Hold on a second. Before we, I know we've not heard yet the tapes of the station in Miami. We've got the one great hate call today.
Pour this on your eggs. You can't have any taste bud damage from cigarettes.
There is always...
Very nice.
There's always Borat news now. Every day there's more news about our favorite movie, Borat.
Every day.
Borat.
Okay, well... one of the best moments in the movie, of course, is when he holds a picture of his son, Huey Lewis,
right,
who's hung like a horse.
And he's proud, and it's his face right down next to it.
The guy, and we're tracking him down now to be on the show.
Right.
The guy who played his son is actually an actor named Adrian Cortez, or as he is known in the gay porno world.
Oh, my.
His name is Stoney.
Stoney?
And... some of his movies have been Smokin' Pokin' Marines, When a Top Man Tumbles, and Meat Packers 1, Meat Packers 2, and Meat Packers 3.
Wow, what's the guy's name in real life?
Adrian Cortez.
Adrian Cortez.
So you can do a Google search on that. He's
this is my son.
Huey Lewis.
Look at the picture. I'm so happy. 12 centimeters.
And he's only 13.
It's very exciting.
Okay, now the Miami stuff.
All right.
Let me see. We've been on this station in Miami for a couple of weeks now, and the hate calls keep coming. Miami. Cut.
Nothing. Now, this is one lady who
just one,
raved out for 1 minute.
So what's the story here, Rob?
It's one only, you know, normally we get like a montage of callers.
Right.
This is one lady, and she has a problem with you guys. So I nominate her for Listener of the Day.
All right. This is from our station in Miami. Mantaw, 640. Here's the hate call of the day.
Here I am in the place where I come back.
Don and Mike at 3 o'clock. That show is just awful. You can't listen to it. A bunch of idiots. They sound like two jerks. Why don't you put some sensible people? I don't mind you changing the program.
Oh, dear.
But let's put something more reasonable on. It doesn't have to be anything. It doesn't have to be anything that has to please old people, because I'm not an old person.
Yes, you are.
But these two guys sound ridiculous. And
why?
Stupid.
Hey.
They have nothing good to say on this program, but stupid things they do all day long, and they're late for work, and they're this, and they're that, and their wife, and who wants to hear this nonsense?
Late for work.
You made fun of the other program. This is worse than the last program that took off. Oh, come on, get rid of that and put somebody there. Get a good person.
Oh,
somebody
dear.
That's important on this station.
Call the day from Miami.
Oh, bravo.
There she goes.
Get a good person on.
All of the day.
What are they, idiots? They show up late for work and they talk about the things that happened all day.
Jesus. Yeah, she didn't say Jesus. No, I said Jesus.
Welcome to Miami.
Watch out for the camera platform.
Oh, and what else do I have to say? Before I don't have time to play all of it. Are you aware that Regis was on Celebrity Jeopardy last night?
I didn't know last night was his night.
And shock, he won. Now,
it's amazing. It's a miracle.
Mike, I T-voted it. And
was they just setting him up to win?
One of the questions he had to, one of the answers was Dean Martin.
Oh, really?
I mean, everything was in his...
The category is Joey Bishop Hookers.
Now, Rob knows a lot of this off the top of his head.
It was stacked older. His two competitors were Nancy Grace. And who's not all that bright. And,
Nancy Grace from CNN?
Yeah, and blew a couple of easy ones.
Is Nancy Grace the one that's
Gracie
lampooned
James.
On Boston Legal?
She's Gracie James from Boston Legal.
That is the best. Right. If you've never seen... You don't watch Boston Legal.
No, but I know who Nancy Grace is. And I said before, I'd do her.
Nancy Grace.
I'd do her in a
heartbeat. They have a chick that's on Boston Legal who's doing an impression of Nancy Grace. It is hysterical.
And then the other competitor was Carson Kressley from Queer
Eye.
The
gay guy. He's a fag.
The blonde one.
So when the questions skew older... You know, Regis has an advantage. And it was also the easiest board on Jeopardy I've ever seen.
We're going to talk to Regis in a moment.
Oh,
here's some tape of Regis on Jeopardy.
Regis, you get to make our first selection. Good luck. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a New York guy. I'm going to take New York architecture. 200. What is Madison Square Garden?
You're right. You're on the board. You select.
God, it's designed for Regis.
Okay.
Regis, you're in the lead.
What is
in the lead?
The RCA building.
Is the game still on?
Yes, it is. Select again.
New York architecture 600.
Do you ever think about slowing down?
No. Unless you've heard something. No. It's good to get out and see the people.
You're absolutely right.
The people.
What a thief.
The people.
But he wins.
Yeah, he does.
And
by $1.
And the funniest part is, you know how they have to write their names?
Right.
And then you see the signature?
Right.
Regis just looks like a monkey wrote it.
He did it with his teeth.
Now
tell us about
Maybe
your charity.
It's not. Okay, so.
Your charity?
My charity is the school I went to, Cardinal Hayes High School, up in the Grand Concourse in the South Bronx. To use the money, and we're going to give it to them.
Regis.
Shiv is Regal. What is Shiv is Regal?
A popular Christmas tune begins, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath this last night.
Now, really, is this...
How is Regis going to miss that?
He's mentally retarded.
He did a Christmas album.
Is this not Jeopardy for retards? Shiv is Regal is what?
Scotch.
It's a scotch, you dumbass!
Regis.
What is... The mistletoe.
too much time.
He got that one wrong.
Oh, it's
about underneath the mistletoe.
Last night.
Mistletoe!
And then say, why is he calling it mistletoe?
Looking old.
Mistletoe.
Like camel toe.
Ice cream.
Camel toe.
Camel toe.
Kelly's camel toe.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the camel toe.
See what right. I mean? Thanks, yeah. Reach. I don't like this. There's a time.
See what he did? He came in. He's been bullying Alex Trebek since he's been on that show.
And Trebek.
And bitching and moaning. You want to talk about whining?
Trebek finally gave in.
Yeah, give
Regis,
him a.
You, what is you made me love you?
Correct.
See, that's
give
another
him old Phoebe song.
And I hope I do.
Regis.
What is 16 tons? What is.
Oh, 16 tons.
Yeah.
I know most people listening right now are going. What are these answers? These are songs that were released in the 30s.
All right, guys, do we have the Regis episode of the game? Yeah.
Run the mile. You're right. Under 4 minutes, correct? Who is Nancy Reagan?
You're right.
800 for the grace of Nancy.
Regis, what did you write down?
Who is Billie Jean King?
You are right.
Oh!
What is your wager? $2,000. You're in the lead.
That had to be. The category is lesbian tennis players.
All right, so now you've heard the high.
You know, what's his sport? What is, I mean, besides rooting for, he plays tennis.
He enjoys playing tennis.
He plays tennis all the time.
So now you have heard some of what they threw at Regis last night.
All right.
I mean, they could not have thrown bigger softballs at him.
Right.
16 something.
I bet they had to get bigger monitors, too. You know, bigger teleprompters so he can read that. Well,
as you know, we are lucky that Regis is a friend of ours.
He is. Even though we give him a hard time, he's a very good friend. He's a dear friend.
And we'll come back, and he'll be a love, and we'll have him on the show.
Maybe he'll give us some behind-the-scenes reasons why he was able to butter up Alex Trebek. That'd be great. Can't imagine what they'd be.
I guess it already immediately takes that out.
Yeah.
I understand he traveled out there with Gelman.
That's right.
Huh. In New York.
Pardon me? Oh, very good.
Where are they taping at Radio City Music Hall?
Oh, that's right. Of course, Rob. I should have remembered that. Thank you. Now I feel dumb.
Don't mind.
They traveled up there. They traveled up to Radio City.
Sure.
From the Lower West Side.
We will talk to Regis.
You hump.
We will come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Spotlight on super producer Rob Spiewak.
Oh, boy.
A couple seconds ago, I told you that story about Joe Perry.
Yes.
And we have a picture of Joe Perry on our website.
Right.
Where he got hit by a piece of equipment falling on him.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Perry had it fall on him. Rob prepared this and labeled it as such. Gag audio from Joe Perry's accident.
This is not a gag.
This is what it would have sounded like.
No, this is genuine.
Genuine?
Yeah.
Well, tape of the accident
why did you
actually
write
happened.
Gag? Oh, this sucks. Listen to this. It's a very rare bootleg.
Good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Good job, Rob.
So I didn't know he got hit during. He kept it rolling.
Yeah.
The tour for your priapism, the John and Mike Show.
Funny. That's what I like seeing. Gag audio from Joe Perry's accident.
Hey, man, I look like one of the cavemen from Geico. No, wicked hurt.
There's no sponge wrong.
Come here, Regis. You're talking crazy. What are you rambling about?
Hey, Regis.
Yeah, I don't know. Who's Joe Perry?
He's an Aerosmith.
He's in what Smith? He's a blacksmith?
Aerosmith.
Oh, whatever. I'm here to talk about Jeopardy. Jeopardy. Very exciting. I just, are you going to give me my props?
Okay. Everybody.
I won the whole thing. Regis has the biggest brain.
Way to go.
Regis is the best game show contestant. Not only can I host him, but I also can save networks. And then I came up with a fantastic victory over, what's that, Nancy Grace?
And the gay
from,
guy.
From the news channel. And the gay guy from Queer Eye. He's hot. Real hot, baby.
Now, wow. We were listening to the tape of you on,
sure.
on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And it seems like they gave you really, really, really easy questions, Regis.
Nonsense. They didn't give me easy questions. What we did was we went through an actual procedure. I've complained for years that I've got, Don, this problem with Jeopardy and the staff that they discriminate against me. And for years, they gave me buzzers that didn't work, and they gave me questions that were way out there.
So what I did was I called
the people at Jeff Hardy, and I said, you work for Jeff Hardy? Regis is coming. The king is coming. And I said, why don't you go ahead and actually set the game up the right way? Can I tell the truth?
Yes, please.
I called Merv. I said, you want a big win? You want it to really get mileage, boy, there?
Now,
Merv, set it up so I can win. And he only used a fraction of my category.
I'll just give you a background. Merv Griffin, of course, is the inventor, the creator of Jeopardy.
Creative Jeopardy, wrote the song also for Wheel of Fortune.
So did you...
And he's hot, and he's a great guy, and he's doing fine.
Did you have to sleep your way to a Jeopardy win?
I'll explain what happened.
Please.
My situation was Gelman and I called Merv. And Merv was very gracious. He's a mogul. He's a mogul! He owns lots of things. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Casinos, resorts. He owns half the Bahamas. And he's a big guy. And so Merv asked Gelman and I after one show actually to come down on the weekend and do lunch with him. And then he said he'd use my categories after the fact. And Gelman and I spent a lovely afternoon at Merv's lovely estate that he has down south.
Did you?
In the Bahamas.
Did you kiss Merv?
Well, we did a lot of things. It started off with a lovely lunch. Merv loves fried food. We had some conch chowder that was Bahamian. Merv's got a lot of servants that work down at his palatial estate. I think he sells, he grows pineapples, I think, down there also. And it was big fun. I enjoyed it. Merv's ranch down there is the Secret Finger. And we went to the Secret Finger Ranch and got there from the airport. And Merv, after an afternoon, we did it. We dined, had lunch, went swimming in his pool, his private nude pool.
Nude pool, yeah.
His Gelman and I were swimming. He showed more. I understand how Merv works. He was more interested in Gelman than he was in me. He asked Gelman to try out his Halloween costume. Gelman had worn a lovely Ryan Seacrest outfit, and he tried that on for Merv. And what happened was, I had a list of complaints for Jeopardy. And later on in the afternoon, Merv went into a cabana with Gelman for about 2.5 hours. And when they came out, they said, you're going to go on Jeopardy. You'll have a Regis. We'll have a great time.
So
Regis will be looking good again.
You mean what you did was you whored out
your bitch.
Gelman, you had Gelman be with Merv.
Well, that's not a term, Don, that I think is negative. I think Gelman's my bitch. I've always called him that privately. Where's my bitch? If I come into his apartment in Manhattan, I'll usually bring Chinese on a Wednesday evening. I'll say, is my bitch home? And, of course, he comes running down the hall just like an excited little puppy. And he's a wonderful guy. But, of course, I'm a flipping pimp. That's what I do. And
uh-oh. Damn, your cell phone is loud.
Hello? Hi. No, I know it's the private thing. I just...
Hold on.
Is it a private conversation.
Private
I don't
call.
Need to do that.
Is it your girlfriend?
I will not call you a bitch publicly again. I won't, my love.
That's him.
I won't do that to you. No, that's not... I love you, and I love you more than anything. I love you, and I... Look, I said I'd call you that. It's a term of endearment. If you want, I'll put all the distance in the world. I love you, and I love making love to you. Okay, tonight? Yeah, I get in about midnight. I got a couple more things to do. I'll do dinner down here. All right. Will you rinse my sink? You know what I'm talking about. When I get home, you'll rinse my sink when I get home, right?
Jesus.
Thanks a lot. I love you. You too. You liked it? Was it too tight? We'll try it on when we get home. All right, I love you. Bye-bye. Michael's upset. He doesn't like me calling him his bitch, my bitch, on the radio. So I do that. It's a joking term. I don't mean that in any way. I don't feel he's like that.
I would like to just ask...
Can I tell you the story about Merv?
Yeah, please tell us. Okay.
So. I was so excited about this. Gelman came out, and then Merv said, give me a list of the categories you want to give me. And I was excited, and they only used a fraction of them. I still have my list of categories
what did you want?
They didn't even use.
What did you want, Regis?
I have these great categories that are very interesting that I think the average guy, you know, not these eggheads like Ken Jennings, you know, that little pretty boy that knows all that. He's cute, he's attractive, but I thought he was too much of a brainiac. We've got Notre Dame greats of yesteryear. New York Yankee catches. Urology. Joey Bishop.
Or
Dean Martin songs. Donald Trump properties. New York restaurants. I kill a net there, boy. I eat out all the time. Men's shoes. Brooklyn streets. Susan Lucci albums. Deli sandwiches.
These were the categories you wanted, right?
They didn't use any of these.
Huh.
These would have been hot. This show would have been the highest rated show, boy, in the history of the whole thing. It would have been a marvelous show. It would have been a juggernaut. It would have been fantastic. And then we have Marvin Hamlisch, cancer screening test. Donald Trump wives, diseases. Rosemary Clooney, hand creams, popes in history, and Donald Trump books. That's all I wanted, and they didn't use any of them, and I still managed to win.
Yeah.
I was very, very excited, and I was very excited to talk to Alex after the trip because he thinks differently of you when you win.
Does he know how you won?
Yeah, he knows. He's in on it with Merv. How do you think he got the gig?
Well, you're telling me Trebek.
How do you think we all got the gig? It went back to me and Bishop. It went back to Dean and Jerry. Come on there, boy. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Everybody's doing it.
Ah, Regis was happy about the result. Regis was happy about the celebration, you know? And then I bring it back to the real bitch, the blonde bib, mindless.
Oh, Kelly Ripa?
Wind between her ears. It's very, very frustrating. I tell you. Did you know that Merv is double-jointed? He really is. He likes to swim. Merv has gotten a little larger than he was the last time I saw him. He wears a blue Speedo, and he swims two lengths of his pool every day.
Wow.
No matter what, that's his routine. And he has one set of webbed toes. That's why he's such a good swimmer. You can't keep him out of the water. And the first thing he said whenever I saw him in private,
yeah,
when Merv Griffin came on the Joey Bishop show, he said, Regis, there's one thing I want to tell you about. I love water sports. It was only about 3 years later I found out what he was talking about. But we have a great time. Gelman and I were down there. We had so much fun, we agreed to stay for dinner and stay overnight. And then we went to Merv's party that he had. There was just the three of us. Merv can hold his... He can hold his breath for 6 minutes, too.
Who would that be?
Hello?
Oh, hold on.
Hello? Where's the button on this confounded thing? I hate these modern phones. Hello? Yes? This is Regis Philbin. I will hold for Mr. Griffin.
Huh?
Merv's calling.
I bet you're busted. You know, we're on in Palm Springs, California.
Are we really?
Every day.
Oh, that's probably where he's listening.
Yeah.
Well, he's coming to the phone right now. Hold on a second. I'm just going to take this call probably.
Okay. And then we got
Nipples!
Get right to the little
room. How are you, Nipples?
Sure, Nipples.
Shh. Please, he'll hear that. No, that's a private thing. How are you? Yes, my friend. I won. I know you arranged it. Of course I'm grateful. How grateful. Oh, you know how grateful. Yes, I'll do that for you. I'll do that to you. I have no problem with that. Sure. Do you want me to bring syrup or jelly? I love you, Merv. You're my man. But no, we're not going to do that. Not the Sanchez. I don't want to do that. Thank you, Mervin. I love you, Nipples. I'll talk to you later. Bye. That's Mervin. He heard us. He knows we're talking about it. All right, I have to make the following statement.
All right.
Regis Philbin's appearance on Jeopardy was not fixed in any way. Regis went on Jeopardy, and he won Jeopardy because he's so smart. There it is. Hey, I knew all the answers, and they didn't prep me on it. I just picked the categories. I love that. I really, really do. New York architecture. I know all the buildings. I've lived there for 100 years. Sure, the Empire State Building.
Was
the big building where King Kong climbed? I knew that real quick.
He asking you to give him a dirty Sanchez?
Oh, no, I don't reveal. Not with Merv. He likes to keep it on the QT. It's not exactly a dirty Sanchez. We kind of call it the dirty Colombian coffee. It involves a bag and warm coffee. It's a lot of fun.
I reason we got to
And then you
fly.
Spin the bottle and see who drinks. So long, Donnie. Bye, boys. I'm still talking with the door shut.
You didn't go out.
Oh, of course I did. Of course, sir. I walked through when the queue was for the door. And now, let me get up and do it the right way, for God's sake. Now I'm going to walk out the door. I stepped on it again. That's frustrating. All right, I'm a ghost.
Hey, Leroy.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Leroy.
Yes?
You have news that does not involve Bush
sucking, right?
Not out, right off the bat, no.
Okay. I'm glad you've turned a new leaf, Buzz.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll be back with Leroy's news and his comments coming right up. Hi, I'm back here. The Ghost of Regis. No, just kidding. Halloween is over, and I, hey, come up and see the Christmas tree, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, it's special, really. We grew it out of Gelman. Bye now, I'm a ghost.
We just filmed it.
All right, Leroy's news is coming up. Rob, where are your facilities? I've got some cramps.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, Rob has anal fissures. Oh, do you really? I've had those. How'd you get them? Dad, what'd you put there?
Same way you did, Regis.
Oh, really?
No.
You put a...
No.
Did you really put a daytime Emmy?
No.
Oh, all right. Okay. So long, I'm a ghost.
Don't forget. Put your suppositories in the freezer. Regis, do you put your suppositories...
Oh, yeah. All of my suppositories always frozen. They're just like little hard bullets, and they go in easy, and then melt like warm waffles.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Leroy's News, brought to you by Cox. Communications, your friend in the digital age.
Right.
Cox services include local long-distance phone, high-speed internet, and digital cable. In 703, call 480-6222 to order. We did some research about the office contest with YouTube, and they came out with the idea. I think the press release is about a month before we decided to do our contest. I'll tell you the exact genesis of ours, and I remember talking about it on the air, and it was helped by Rob and John that went through our logs
right.
of the Daily Show. Not the Daily Show, our Daily Show.
Right.
That I saw a fake commercial on YouTube way back in
yes, I remember
August.
That now. Now I remember
and
that.
And played for everybody on the show where it was a great parody of no radio station in particular.
Right.
Just people who said, it plays the best mix. And the only artists that they played were Phil Collins, Billy Joel, and like Celine Dion.
Right.
Over and over and over. No, it was all the same shots of people at work going, I love the mix. And I remember coming in and showing it to you guys and
right.
saying, that's really great.
That's how it kind of started.
And that was coming on the heels of us doing our Make Your Own Intro for the Show contest.
Right.
Which is how
that's how it happened. Right.
That's exactly how it happened. The office thing,
we didn't know.
Didn't know about it. Point being here, for everybody in Sacramento, really, you want to do something good for the show, you really got to attack this other radio station. These
Amen.
Other radio stations.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell them
they're cheating.
That have taken this idea from us,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's not like nobody listens to the show in Sacramento.
Exactly.
I mean,
kind of interesting that these are kind of generated by morning shows, and that we happen to be on right, you know, on their drive home.
Let them know that we are huge in Sacramento. I mean, as we've said all along, the show is the little engine that could.
Right.
You can count our major markets on two hands. That would be Washington, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Portland, Las Vegas. Sacramento, now Miami,
York.
Okay, I count like seven. Okay, seven. That's it. We're a nothing little show, and as I have already screamed from the highest mountaintop, our company has done nothing to promote the fact that we came up with this contest, this YouTube contest.
You know, right.
The only way that the stations in Sacramento could have possibly come up with this contest was by listening to our show.
You know, I am thinking of something we could steal from YouTube that I saw on it today.
What's
have
that?
You seen the guy that goes out and hits people with his microphone? Have you seen that?
I didn't see that one.
I forgot what his name is, but the title of the movie was So-and-So Hits Hollywood. And he goes out, and all it is he's interviewing people. And as he interviews them, he'll ask a question. He'll say, where are you from? And he hits them in the chin. And it is so funny, and I just found out it would not work on radio. I really don't
think
it. I
like the description.
Do you like the description?
Yes.
And he does it, and some people laugh, some people get a little mad and shove the microphone back. No, just random people. And he said, how long you lived in this country? And he hits him in the chin. And he's doing it under the guise, and so many people just take it. There's this one old guy there that's just taking it, and every time he asks him a question, he comes back with the microphone and hits the guy in the head, and it is hysterical.
The one that I was watching when I tried to find that stuff from the station in Sacramento, the turbine is off. A guy puts a bunch of golf balls in a blender.
Right.
That's my new favorite one. I found that one. Today.
Golf balls in a blender.
Hold on a second. Yanni.
Norman.
There's a whole bunch of those. It's almost like a Dave Letterman thing. Type in the search, will it blend?
Will it blend? Now, there's stealing ideas again.
Yeah.
Will it blend?
Anyway, this whole thing about having listeners being involved with our show through YouTube with the commercial that originally Mike and I were going to buy the commercial time for, we still are, but the company bought local Fox time.
Mm-hmm.
Our idea. That's all I'm saying. And one of these dickless stations out in Sacramento is going to get all the pub for it. So
and we want to just kind of ixnay that. We want to head that off at the pass.
Yeah. All you guys out there should start calling that station tomorrow morning and tell those two losers, I don't care if it's on the AM station or the FM station, find your own freaking idea.
Amen.
Okay?
Very good.
And now here's Leroy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Leroy.
Kevin Federline was letting Canadian TV cameras follow him around all day on Monday. Stopping frequently for brief interviews, he talked about how much Britney supports his efforts as an aspiring rap star and how together they would, quote, take over the world. He showed off the first diamond ring he gave her and told how he'd started wearing it as a pinky ring after he got her a new, bigger one. Late in the afternoon, he got a text message on his BlackBerry. Suddenly, he looked less cheerful. Kevin took off the Canadian's wireless mic and went outdoors. The text message was from his wife informing him she was filing for divorce. Kevin is now asking for custody of the kids and...
Oh, right, that'll happen.
...and alimony. Under their prenup, he's already getting $360,000, and that includes his cut of the house.
Buzz, I do have more stuff, because, you know, I'm crazy about Britney.
I know.
And especially now that she's on the comeback.
Yeah, now that FedEx... Yeah. Her stock has risen dramatically, like in 24 hours.
She's a single successful chick. I'm a single successful guy. Mm-hmm. Let me see. On her website today, link me to other stuff. Kevin Federline gets 50% of the house in Malibu. This has already been set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That house is worth about $8 million.
Okay.
She will have to pay him $30,000 a month for half the time they were married, which is 1 year.
Right.
That's about $360,000. And any gift worth more than $10,000 goes back to the person who gave it. And you know that's going to hurt him more than it's going to hurt Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
She can go out and buy anything else.
Right.
And the other thing that I found on Britney Spears' website today, they're, again, speaking of YouTube, there is a 20-second video clip of Britney Spears and Kevin Federline having sex. It's not them. It's someone who looks like Britney giving oral to an... an uncut fellow.
Oh, dear.
But it is not Britney Spears.
She looks like Britney. That works, too.
Even though every single blog that I went to today was positive, it was Britney. I even called Rob and said, take a look at it. And it's not her, but it's a pretty good rumor that there's a sex video of her with Federline.
Well, it sounds like it's going to get nasty, too, that this is going to be a bit of a nasty divorce, and my money's on her.
There's another thing. I think it was on Perez Hilton's website that... In the prenup, he gets half the money for selling wedding or baby pictures. So she's giving away the pictures of the next baby.
Did you say Perez Hilton?
Yeah, that's a gossip site.
That's a website we steal pictures from all the time.
Okay, all right, very good.
Perez Hilton.com. Right.
He's flaming and wonderful. But she is going to give away pictures of the newest baby so he doesn't get any money.
Oh, good, good, good.
It was no doubt their angst over the Brit-Fed breakup that drove so many young voters to the polls on Tuesday. For the under 30 crowd, it was the biggest turnout in at least 20 years.
Hello!
Oh, I'm sorry, I meant
to.
Hello! There's the under 30 crowd.
Over 10 million of them voted and they favored Democrats over Republicans by a 22% margin. Two-thirds of them said the country's on the wrong track.
Let's keep this our secret.
So, Buzz, I'm not playing the boring tape.
No. So they were a factor. That's all I'm saying.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
They had an effect. By providing a margin and edge, they literally rocked the vote. for the rest of us, it wasn't a record turnout, but it was over 40%, as we predicted. The over 30 crowd also had a message to send. The Associated Press, as you've probably heard by now, has called the Senate for the Democrats, and the Republican in that last close race has conceded. Now, in Europe, Asia...
I find pregnant women very erotic.
Well, you could at least say his name. It's probably going to be the last time you get a chance to say his name.
George Allen?
George Allen. And I approve this
massage. In Europe, Asia, and the Middle East, they see it this way. The cowboy, which is what many
of them... I tell you how they see it, Buzz.
How do they see it?
They see it out of focus. That's how they see it. Hello! Hello, Joe. Hey, round eyes.
The cowboy, which is what many of them call this president, has been handed a lesson in humility, they say.
Oh, cowboy.
They're not breaking out any more champagne than usual.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm the cowboy survivor.
Until we meet.
Cowboy.
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 He spelled his name wrong, but he's called Cowboy.
Cowboy, happy trail to you until we meet again, dear.
In other countries, they hope we don't pull out of Iraq too fast and leave the region in chaos. But they're not too worried about that because they don't think the Democrats have a plan for leaving Iraq. Where would they have heard such a thing?
Law, hi, dear.
They hope that Bush won't become so politically weak he can't be of much help to them in the world trade talks. Mostly, however, Europeans and others say they're relieved to see the American people taking a new direction. Wall Street seems happy about the election results.
Oh, they can kiss my ass.
For now, Wall Street or the Europeans?
The Europeans. Screw them. How dare you comment on our politics? Kiss my ass. We're the greatest nation in the world. I don't care if we have a retard for a president. We're still the greatest nation in the world.
You know that.
Even with a bozo with his finger on the button, we're a million times better than any of you other piece of crap countries.
But wouldn't you like to travel to some European restaurants and get slightly better service?
You have a point.
Maybe they could figure something out by asking their princes, dukes, and queens.
Oh, you are. I swear to God, they could write a sitcom about you.
It's kind of an
easy... The bigot.
Kind of damn is he wound up today, isn't he?
He's totally wound up.
He does not need a microphone. He can stand outside and talk.
He disparages European countries. It's like it's been in his brain waiting to come out for decades. You know? They're kings, they're princes, and they're queens.
And I can just say this, though. He's 100% right.
Of course
he is. It's just that he's just been spouting off today like crazy.
How about the facts? The facts that just are dying to get out today about me.
I hadn't noticed. A terribly entertaining sidebar to the election results have to do with Rush Limbaugh, and we'll talk about that
when we return.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
I will have to get some lubricant, too. All right, we'll be back. More on the war.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen to them, and you will turn to butter. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Time for more news from Leroy. What's happening, Leroy Elston?
Yes, a highly entertaining sidebar to the election results, I think, is the implosion of Rush Limbaugh. He's been a faithful soldier, serving as the Republicans' loose cannon, saying things they couldn't, mimicking Michael J. Fox's Parkinson's disease in a way they could not. He went to the mat for the president and his party, quoting Rush. People have been asking me how I feel. I got, boy, Rush, I wouldn't want to be you tomorrow. I wouldn't want to have to do your show. I'm so glad I'm not you. Limbaugh went on to tell his listeners yesterday, I feel liberated. No longer am I going to have to carry the water for people who don't deserve to have their water carried. He says the Republicans let us down, but that he still prefers them. He loves them even though they hurt him. Just like those women on cops.
You know, that is so great that he throws the Republicans under the bus.
Yeah, he hasn't done that in previous elections. No.
You know what? And it makes me wonder as well about the over 2,000 radio stations in America whose programming 24 hours a day
is right-wing talk.
Based simply on crap like that.
Yeah.
Not that there's going to be a switch now to get 1,000 radio stations with... left-wing talk.
Right. No, but you would get arguments also that, you know, you get the haters and the lovers of that stuff that, you know, that keep those radio stations in business. But it would seem to me that overall there's kind of a mood swing in the country right now.
You've said for a long time that really he's just a disc jockey doing an act. Do you think he's setting the table to sort of change his act?
Yeah, well, I think that he has to adapt with the situation. I think that...
Don't you believe most of those guys, it's got to be an act? I mean, to sustain it every day.
With Rush Limbaugh, I mean, all jokes about him aside, I think he's a fantastic broadcaster. He is a riveting broadcaster.
Yeah.
Even if you hate his freaking guts,
right,
you listen to him because he has a charismatic personality. He's kind of a jackass, but what the hell? I think people counted him out when Clinton came into power.
Mm-hmm.
They said that's going to be the end of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fortunately for him, he had, you know, Slick Willie and all the stuff he did.
Yeah, but I also think that when Democrats come into power, it's actually better for those broadcasters.
It gives them material.
Now they can have something to target. You know, when they're in power, it's a little different story. I think it's actually tougher on them. When they've got the Democrats in power, they can they get a lot more fuel.
I would agree. I guess that was the point I was making, is that 12 years ago, you know, right before everything happened with the contract with America,
right,
you know, people were saying Rush Limbaugh is on his last legs now because, mm-hmm, look, the Democrats are in power.
Right.
I'm not surprised. He's a DJ. At this point, if that shtick is not working, that's the equivalent of a station saying, we asked you what you wanted. And it's the all-new Mix 98.7.
Yeah, and the only comment he's made when he's saying he's not going to carry water for those people anymore, well, it's fine to say that now that they've all been voted out of office.
Right.
You know, and that just seems a little odd.
They won't be around to carry water for.
Right.
That is just like the Bush-Rumsfeld thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, there were contingency plans all along.
It's just like Bush saying, I was going to fire Rumsfeld no matter what happened.
Yeah, that's not
true. But good news, we think, about the female Kentucky National Guard troops who posed nude for photos before putting their lives on the line in Iraq.
Whoa, look out! Look out!
Those women will not be court-martialed. There will be no military trial.
Hallelujah.
They will face administrative sanctions, which could mean getting their pay docked. It could also mean being confined to their barracks. Randy, danger-loving babes confined to a room full of beds, what could possibly go wrong?
What a great scene that would be.
I bet if men soldiers had posed, they would have been hung.
Well hung.
They did, and they were.
William hung.
Jerusalem's big gay pride parade is tomorrow, oy vey.
Let's get all the gays looking there. Look at me, I've got a sock puppet.
There's been a gay pride parade in Jerusalem every year for the past 5 years. Orthodox Jews have protested against it, sometimes violently. And this year, the Vatican has weighed in on a gay pride parade in Israel.
Shlomo, where's my leather harness?
Look at all the faggots.
The Vatican says it learned of the parade, quote, with bitterness. There's that Christian love and forgiveness Jesus taught us. Quoting the Vatican statement, freedom of religion is subject to limits when this would offend religious sentiments.
First of all, I don't like any of these gay pride parades anywhere, but I mean, when you're putting it in the Holy Land, I think you're really going against the blood of the tenets of the Catholic Church.
You're the Pope, man.
Pope Ratzenberger, yes, right here. How are you?
Here's one of the people we're talking about.
Right.
Gay in Jerusalem.
Don and Mike at 3 o'clock. That show is just awful. You can't listen to it. A bunch of idiots.
I agree with
they
you.
Sound like two jerks.
Yeah, I believe that woman's out of your closet there, Donnie. Yeah, way out. Way out there.
Thank you, Pope.
Thanks so much. Your Holiness signing off.
Green cheese apparently gives you gas because the moon has been burping. Scientists have long known that craters on the moon were signs of volcanic activity, but that, they figured, was 3 million years ago. However, by looking at some old Apollo mission photos, scientists at NASA, between naps, have noticed evidence that the moon's had gas more recently. They still think the moon's volcano days are over, but they say that doesn't mean it can't burp occasionally.
Something's in there.
And excuse me, Elston.
Yes.
What's your problem with NASA, dude?
There was video. I was making reference to the fact there was video on the web. I believe it's on YouTube. Pictures of guys at NASA actually sleeping on the job. Actually unconscious, sleeping and napping.
And your problem is?
I don't have a problem. I'm just...
I saw Apollo 13. Those guys work a long goddamn time.
They do.
Houston, we have a problem.
What do you expect, rocket scientists?
Houston, we have a problem. The moon is farting.
Farewell to an old historic strip club. And more when we return.
Ah, got you. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Fulfilling nature's order. The Don and Mike Show.
Me and Mike want to say hi to that last guy that called during the commercials from Sacramento.
Yes, you were talking to us, ass.
And now Here's Buzz. Hi. Buzz, could you hear that?
I could.
I think he's made a friend.
Was it entertaining?
It was.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I think he enjoyed it. We had some loser call. So we picked the phone, and I just want to play the tapes, right? Like the...
Hello there.
Right? And he says, yeah, I want to know, when did Cliff Clavin become the Pope?
Mm-hmm.
So we started goofing around with him.
And it got more intense as time went on.
And then it really got really just vulgar, and it was so apparent that it was us talking to him. And he said, hey, you guys from New York are all the same ever since you ran away from the city after 9/11. And then I can't believe that this douchebag doesn't know he's talking to me and Mike.
We had no idea.
We're both yelling at him, telling him stuff about his mom and his dad. And he finally, we say, well, do you want to talk to Don and Mike? And he says, oh, no, I don't want to talk to them.
No, I don't think so. And he said, well, we got to go. Don and Mike are coming in here. Finally.
He should have been here. It was pretty good. The guy's going to hear this on the radio in about 2 minutes from now.
It'll be on the uncut version. The head of the Tampa Expressway Authority resigned last night after he was outed as being the owner of a gay porn company.
Homo.
Ralph Mervine's specialty is twinks, young men between the ages of 18 and 21. He made a fortune on his videos Twink Town and Forever Boys.
Twinks.
His company has some pay websites and sells DVDs, some of which are played in adult bookstore peep shows on machines that are activated by dropping...
I think you probably have a very nice ass as well.
Activated by dropping quarters into a slot, and there's the irony. As the head of the Tampa Expressway Authority, Ralph was in charge of toll collection, which also relies on dropping quarters into a slot.
Oh, okay. Dear.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
It's
the same stupid song.
I like that song.
Well, that's what you get for arguing with people during commercial.
Hey, it was worth it.
We gotta fly. We gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Leroy.
Good day to you, sir.
And you, Taco Man.
I'll see you down in the corner.
Bye, everybody.
Sure.
This is the Don and Mike Show.